Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us today, the 15th day of July, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I had him on Sunday, I had him on Monday, and he's back on today, coming up in 1 hour to continue to break down and analyze and track, chronicle what we're seeing in the meltdown of the world financial system by design. Bob Chapman today, Dr. Stan Monteith, to talk about the New World Order depopulation agenda, will be with us in the fourth hour today. And yes, we will have open phones throughout the broadcast. But I first today want to put the phone number out only for peace officers, police. I guess you call yourselves law enforcement, because I need to know something. When we get back, I will tell you what that is, and I would hope you would call in and confirm something for me. So that is coming up. I'll put that question out coming up after the first break here in just a few minutes. Things are worsening faster than I had even thought they would, and that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate any of this is happening, but I wish we had more time. U.S. stocks are in retreat as crude oil tumbles by more than $9. Dollar falls to record versus euro. Credit woes may dampen growth. What type of headline is that? They're still talking about a growing economy, feeding people the cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. Wholesale inflation is worse in 27 years, AP reports. Banks hit by fallout from crisis at IndyMac. Other banks are having runs, especially on the West Coast. We'll go over some of that. Fed chief details problems in markets, housing, and jobs. He's doing that right now, still testifying right now. Another report by ABC News. Who's next? A list of troubled banks worries Wall Street and D.C. We'll go over some of those. They're saying Wachovia could go under any minute. Paramount is forced to suspend $450 million in financing, and there's scores of stories like this today where financing is falling through for some of the biggest corporations out there. Meanwhile, the Arabs fear fallout of nuclear conflict. Well, how dare them? I mean, our hijacked government says they're going to hit them with nukes if they fight back when they're hit with conventional weapons, and just be like the American people. Just decide that radiation is good for you and die of cancer. That's what our troops have been told. I mean, that's what we've been told here. It's good for you. It's not bad. Sodium fluoride's good in your water. Mercury's good for you. Radiation's good for you. It was good for the kids around Chernobyl. And what's wrong with you, conspiracy theorist, not wanting hundreds of nukes to rain down in your country? Nearby countries don't want to breathe all of that. What? You're some kind of crazy person. Conspiracy theorist. Everybody knows fallout's good for you. Man, you people are crazy. Man, you're as crazy as those people saying the dollar's dropping in value. There's no inflation. Everything's fine. Sick of all these crazy conspiracy theorists. It's getting crazier and crazier. Fluoridated water now reaches nearly 70% of U.S. population. This is put out by the CDC, your forced medication. Also, Salt Lake City Tribune, worse than adult prisoners, U.S. tortures and murder of children in Iraqi jails. Well, what's wrong with that? That's Christian. Conyers, the Democrat whore, is saying no impeachment of Lord Bush. Well, sure, it's all part of the same operation. Police to inject you on the side of the road now. NBC reporting with amnesia drugs. I'm not kidding. It's all coming up.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn, help, shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live now into the second segment. Bob Chapman with continuing economic analysis coming up in the next hour. Open phones throughout the day. And, of course, in the fourth hour today, Dr. Stan Monteef on the Globalist Depopulation Program. Now, I just wanted to, in the first 30 minutes while I cover news, I want to throw out this toll-free number only for police officers or people inside the state police who are in the clerical areas or the data areas who know whether this is the case or not. Yeah, I know it was two legislative sessions ago, but they've had so many special sessions. I mean, two main sessions. So it was about 4 years ago. We have them every 2 years in Texas. And I got a call from a listener saying, the DPS is proposing having a database on anyone who's criticized local or state police so that when they pull you over, they know your political views. Now, I went and looked it up, and sure enough, that was a bill introduced. It did not pass that session. I know it was reintroduced, and I lost track of it in other sessions. Now, I tried to Google it. Only spent about 30, 40 minutes on it last night. Couldn't find it. It was 4 years ago. I couldn't remember the exact headlines or the name of the bill. So I don't know if it passed. And in the mid and late 70s, it turned out that several hundred thousand people in Texas, pastors, mainline people, anyone who had any pull with the community, I mean, we're talking Nazi slash Stasi slash Soviet Union database. The state police criminally in Texas had one of the worst databases in the world. I mean, it made the Russians look like good guys. And it was on everybody, basically of any import, pastors, community leaders, people that groveled to them, people that didn't. And that was in the DPS Intelligence Bureau's database. Just absolutely criminal, absolutely un-American. Now, they got sued, there were federal lawsuits, and they supposedly quit having it. What they tried to get passed into law 4 years ago would have codified the criminal activities we know they continue. But I will be stunned and amazed if, by the way, it was ruled to be criminal. I will be stunned and amazed if they were actually able to pass it. But I can't keep track of everything. My father, my dad has a compulsion against buying anything. And he had this old car, about 10 years old, that was breaking down all the time. So I basically sold him for nothing. My dad's not rich, but he has money. He just won't buy anything. It isn't that he's even a spendthrift. He just doesn't buy things. He doesn't like buying things. I've seen him with holes in his shoes before and bought him shoes. And, again, he grew up on a farm where they bought stuff out of a catalog, and he doesn't like going to the store. And unless it's guns or fishing poles, and that's about the only thing he'll buy. Or tools, you know, just classic hillbilly. But, I mean, he's not a hillbilly. He's a dentist. But the point is, he's from hillbilly stock. He won't buy anything. So, make a long story short, I don't know why I told that part of the story. I sold him a five-year-old car that we had and got my wife a new one, a little sedan, a Passat. I basically made him buy it from me because his car was broken down most of the time. In the shop all the time. He was walking to work. I'm not joking. He was walking to work. He only lives about a half mile away from work. And so, long story short, my dad is driving my car, and I sold it to him about 2 months ago. He hasn't changed the registration over yet. And he's driving through a small town, and my dad's such a nice guy. He doesn't want me to mention the town. He doesn't want any heat on the police officer that pulled him over. No doubt the town has plate scanning systems. It's what it sounds like most towns do, but a lot of towns themselves are now accessing it. And so my dad's driving 65, coming back from our ranch in East Texas, family land, on some business. He's coming back Sunday night about 10 o'clock at night in Franklin. And I'm not going to get into the officer's name and everything because he just gave him a warning ticket, and my dad was supposedly speeding. It's where the highway goes through a town, and it goes from 65 to 45. Didn't give him a ticket. They wait 10 minutes. They come up to the car all scared, and they say, well, you're not Alex Jones. And my dad says, no, this is his car. I just bought it. And they said, well, our database shows that you're a handle with care. In fact, I wrote a note yesterday when he was here in the office. I think I'm going to get the exact term. Flagged for special handling. That's what he was told. Flagged for special handling. And my dad's like, well, what does that mean? And they just said, well, oh, by the way, I'm a fan of your son's radio show. And it was an older police officer with a younger police officer there in the town. And so, I mean, are we in such a secret police system that I don't even know the databases are active now? I mean, I know I'm in the DPS intelligence files. I know I've asked the FBI repeatedly for my FBI file. They will not give it to me. They're supposed to by federal law, but this is a criminal government. They're not giving it to me. I've got to go through some procedure to try to force them to give it to me. I'm sure it's so big they don't want to have to excise and black it all out. I mean, I want to make a news piece out of it. But, see, I've been pulled over, and when the police pull me over, they act like I'm some 14-headed monster when they come up to the car, when I do get pulled over, you know, And it's the state police that have pulled me over a couple times in the last year or so. Now, I know that the cities tie into the state police database. It's also tied into the federals. Can someone call in here and tell me? Or are you not allowed to talk about that? Is it such a secret police America that you're not supposed to tell us? I mean, you're not supposed to run our plates without probable cause, but we know the license plate reading systems that do go into a database of, quote, warrants. You know, we know that's been federally up for 10 years, and now they're telling the police about it in the last 2 years, you know, upgrading and letting them know. In the fusion centers, the emergency management centers, the threat integration centers, the local federalization command bases that have National Guard, state police, local police, sheriff department in them. And I've had state police call in and go, I thought you were crazy, but they are telling us that we're federal now and we got to follow the orders of the president and not the governor. Well, and I know you got SLAT training and all this other training, and FEMA comes in and tells you the founding fathers were terrorists. I mean, I have, you know, on video in Kansas City, the police and state police and local police and firemen all being taught the founding fathers are evil and Christians are evil. I mean, you can't make this up. And I have state police pulling people over in their own squad car videos at checkpoints, and they find a pocket constitution and they freak out and start breathing heavy. It's in Road to Tyranny. They start, look, she's got the paraphernalia. And the guy's going, oh my God. Oh my God. Is she allowed to have this? And the other commander comes over and goes, I think she may be allowed to have that. It's like satire. It's like some type of Kurt Vonnegut book about a future police state where the police are heavy breathing over finding a pocket constitution. Then they found one of my videos, Police State 2000, and folks, it was all over. She was going to jail. So I just want to make sure and confirm that I am flagged as some type of dangerous miscreant. I've been arrested at a few protests, and they've always dropped the charges because they knew it was a violation of my civil rights. They didn't want me to sue them. The one time the state police did arrest me in a thumb-scanning protest in 97, the guy apologized, pulled over, said he was a Christian, took my handcuffs off, and took me into the Austin jail where I got roughed up by the 5'1" redheaded guy who enjoyed shoving my head in the wall a couple times. But that was my experience there for nothing. It was just get up against the wall and a little, you know, extra dribble my head off the wall a couple times. You'd only let me know you were a pile of dog, you know what, on the ground, boy. You think it hurt me that you pushed my head in the wall and made me feel sorry for you, what it must be like to be a coward and a nobody who makes all the other, I guess, jailers, police, whatever you want to call them, look bad. But I'm already digressing. I forgive you for that. You're the one taking mercury shots, drinking fluoride, and loving your government and having your dollar devalued. The point is that I need you to call in and tell me about this little database, or was this town subscribing to some federal database? I know some of them do and some of them don't. There's a lot of stuff going on. 1-800-259-9231. I don't care if you're the state police in Maine, the state police in Kansas or Missouri or Oklahoma or Texas or the local police. I want to know. I mean, I know they proposed it in Texas, and last time I checked, it didn't pass. Or listeners, if you can dig in and find it in the state code of any state, call in and let me know. Needless to say, my dad is hurrying to get that registration officially changed out of my name. They walked over and looked at him and said, is this your car? You're not Alex Jones. Oh, man. Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, we will come back and I'll get into the bankers pulling the plug on all of us. Doesn't matter if you're a black man, a Hispanic, white, purple, green. Doesn't matter if you're a cop, a school teacher, an auto mechanic, a farmer, a rancher, an insurance salesman, a dentist, a nurse, a jail guard, you're getting raped by the New World Order, and it's going to get a lot worse. There's a way out of this if you'll wake up and smell the coffee. If you don't, we're done. It's up to you.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 14, 2008. Gold opened at $962.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $989.81, $487.40 for half ounce, and $243.70 for quarter ounce. That's $989.81, $487.40, $243.70.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Let me give the toll-free number out to police officers, anybody that works in state or local government around the country that knows about these databases. I know the feds have put millions of Americans in them. Some of the senior air marshals went public a year and a half ago in the Denver Post, saying they're ordered every month to put innocent people, children, women, for no reason. They just have to put people in the terrorism database. There's also a crime database that's got millions in it of people who aren't even convicted criminals. And we know the state police in Texas wanted to put you in there, watch what you say and what you do, and then create a Stasi political file that all their officers access. And that's just classic tyranny. So I'm trying to find out what this officer was talking about. Flagged for special handling when my dad got pulled over driving a car he bought from me in Texas
Sunday night. 1-800-259-9231. And there's no caller ID on the Genesis phones. There is no, we're not going to know where you're calling from, who you are, and I'll just track what you say off the info you give me, and I'll try to Google those key terms and confirm it that way. 1-800-259-9231. Here it is. You're driving along in your squad car or you're off work and you need to write that number down to call me. 1-800-259-9231. We'll cover financial news and all that key stuff after this, but this is important to look at. Jim says he's a former officer calling in from Texas. Jim, what do you know about this?
Well, Alex, if you want to put Google to work, try Google and NCIC.
Well, I know about the NCIC, but that's supposedly, you know, that federal grid tied into all the states and locals, supposed to only have, the criminal records there or who's got warrants or traffic records, correct?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to go too in-depth, you know, just to protect myself and my family. But let me just give you a little preface of what I did. I was a police officer down post-Katrina in an area that I'm not going to mention. And let me tell you right now, they've got all the new towers they came in for communication for the police department. So all the new towers they installed were unscannable.
Okay.
So basically, we communicate with free talk. We didn't have to speak in code. We communicated free talk, and it was unscannable to the civilian populace.
I understand that, but you're saying this is a free country. The people are supposed to know what these computers are doing. No one's going to come, get you for talking about this. If we do have this attitude, and I appreciate you calling, having the courage to call, then we're already in an atmosphere of tyranny. I mean, I'm asking, do you know about databases? You know, you say you're in Louisiana. Do you know about, or in Texas now, do you know about databases where it says handle with care?
I didn't have any experience with it myself, but a good friend of mine who in the department was a U.S. Marshal, an adjutant for them, he could basically get all that kind of information, special care instructions like you were speaking of earlier, and it was 15 seconds of wait time for him when he was on the phone with dispatch. So,
I mean, 15, but Alex Jones has no criminal record. And, I mean, that's
right.
My point here is this is despicable. You know, ooh, you're dealing with somebody who's dangerous. Handle with care. I mean, and now my wife and children are driving around, in cars, and the cops flip out on them. I mean, my point is that this is not a free country when this stuff's going on.
Well, I also called today to point out one thing I thought you might find interesting. I'm currently in the military now, and I was reading the Army Times the other day, and they pointed out that they need, in mass numbers, Patriot missile operators. I don't know what good that is for you, but that was, I believe it was the May issue. So they're running up the numbers of these Patriot missile operators.
So they can protect Israel for a strike, and I did see that. That's a good point.
Okay, I just wanted to bring that up to you, and I want to thank you for everything that you do. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Jim. Did you go out of the military into policing and then back in the military?
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I was caught. I was wiped out by the hurricane myself, and I'd just gotten out of the military, decided to become a police officer, and then after that had transpired, I saw some things that I didn't want to deal with for the rest of my life, so the military offered a pretty safe security blanket for me to just fall right back into, so I'm here now, and just trying to hang in there, I guess.
Are you going to be sent back to Iraq?
Well, I pray that I won't be, but... you never know what's going to happen. So,
what's the word? Are they saying there's going to be a hit on Iran? I mean, the president just said 3 days ago, he said, I authorize Israel. Israel has my support.
Yeah, I can't really go into semantics about that. But, I mean, just whatever you're reading, like I shared that Army Times bit with you and, all the other information you presented the past couple weeks. My educated guess would be yes, my non-professional opinion, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to come back with financial news and other info, but 1-800-259-9231. I mean, so the database is in effect or where your political views are on the computer screen? We know they have the Army spying on peace groups.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
There's a better version of this song, actually, with Bob Marley. I think this is a live rendition or something. Yeah, where the sheriff wants to kill him, he pulls on him, so he shoots him, and then they're coming after him. He's walking down the street right here. I shot the sheriff.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
I shot the sheriff.
But I say,
but I didn't shoot the deputy.
I didn't shoot no deputy.
Oh, no. All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
I shot the sheriff. But I didn't shoot.
We've got another caller. We've got another caller. From Illinois. Caller, what's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you, John. What's his name again?
My name is Larry.
Larry, thank you, sir. Tell us exactly, you say you're not a police officer, but you work in Illinois.
No, I'll lay it out for you real quick, Alex. I've been on the Internet for 8 years now. I do database management information technologies. I also develop software. About 5 years ago, there's a couple of books that came out. Excuse me, about a company called LexisNexis. Not sure if you're familiar with them.
Yes, I know about LexisNexis. That's the big news agency consortium. Okay. All right. Hey, hold on just a minute, okay? Let me tell you. You asked if I heard of LexisNexis. Let me tell you. Okay? Let me just tell you what it is, okay? I know. I didn't... God almighty. It came around before Google. It's a service that you subscribe to, and it has every news article and every piece of data in it. I understand what LexisNexis is, yes. Okay? That's my point, that all the news agency information and data and news articles are fed into. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. If he's still there, we'll go back to him. Larry, go ahead.
I'm still here, Alex. I was waiting to know, to see when you talked about your father being pulled over. When they call into these databases, they also go for corporate and private. Even as fundraising companies use LexisNexis, they buy up everybody's information. They actually have paid people who sit in public courtrooms during your divorce hearings and write down all the information and mail it back to them. Then they combine that with other databases, such as the one they got from Kmart. And Kmart's database held everybody who had ever been caught for shoplifting or talked about shoplifting, even if you were still in high school. They could pull up stuff saying, oh, in high school you were suspected of stealing from Kmart because a security guard kept that information, which was later bought by LexisNexis. All of these databases are tying in together. And when you call from a police officer uses a database for, say, a criminal, it also can pull up other information, such as you being flagged for handling.
Okay, I apologize for blowing up at you. The economy's going to hell in a handbasket. Everything's out of control. I'm just in a really mad, angry mood this morning, so I apologize for I wasn't blowing up.
Well,
at
let
you.
Me say this, Alex.
No, stop. I just you asked me a question. You said you know about LexisNexis, and I wanted to finish saying what I knew about LexisNexis. And yes, I did know they're combining every form of gossip, innuendo, bull to it and other systems. I knew they'd expanded. I knew they were basically based in Dallas, correct? A CIA front set up decades ago. So that's correct. Now I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and tell us about it.
They also are in England now. And about 5 years ago, when most of America had their identity stolen, it happened because LexisNexis computers were hacked. They said, oh, I'm sorry, everybody's identity stolen. Now none of us can even control our own identities, our own credit ratings from this stuff. They have organized this up from all the banks, all the credit card companies, and when they got heat over it about 5 years ago, they moved to England. So they're not even a U.S. company anymore. They're not even under control of what they do. I mean, we're not under control of what information they keep or collect. It's gotten so bad that some guy at Walmart, a security guard, if he pulls me in the back room and runs up the database and they're paying him, if Walmart's a member of LexisNexis, he can get all the information on me, people that have lived in apartments next to me. I've used their service to research out business partners before, and you can come back with everybody who's ever known you, who ever lived on the same apartment building as you, and who they know to make these matrixes of information that are just so scary that I turn on the radio and hear your dad going through this, and you saying, well, they're not tying in. I don't have a criminal record. Well, they're looking for more than criminal record.
No, I know that they have all these databases, and you're right about LexisNexis. I just didn't know that police departments were already tying into this, and it's, of course, completely criminal, and it just shows how this country is gone, completely gone, run by hardcore crooks and narcotics traffickers, and they're going to rape all of us, and so that's the only solace, is all the people serving this system, you're going to get hurt just as bad by it. And yes, I'm upset by it, and I'm very angry, and I know how real this is, and it's starting to get to me because it is such a nightmare situation. And yes, it's called the Total Information Awareness Network, and then yes. It's integrated into the threat matrix.
That's it.
They call it the matrix access system, and it's a total control grid of just baloney and made up garbage. It makes the old FBI files filled with innuendo.
Let me tell you something that happened to me. I created a software called MySearchBot.com. It's automatic robots, goes out and searches stuff and collects it in various live folders and categories for people. Well, I originally built it about 5 years ago. Like any good piece of downloaded software, I was going to use marketing and track how people use stuff and bought stuff. Well, as soon as I really got into doing this, and I worked with other companies who were involved in buying advertising from me, they started coming at me looking for all kinds of information. You know, IP addresses, stuff on the hard drives, all this from a piece of adware. I got completely disillusioned, dropped everything 5 years ago, literally went down and lived in Belize for a year, came back, and I started trying to tell everybody I know what's been going on, how bad this thing is getting with the gold, the economy. I sold my house in 2007 in the spring for a huge loss. I sold it in the second day, the first people who came and looked at it, because I was sure it was going to crash last spring. I get back here this summer. I have a 21-year-old son. I'm only 39, but trying to raise a young boy and being, is it my age, around kids that age, I'm constantly surrounded with how they're being policed. They can't drink beer on their porch in a college town. They get pulled over, and I sit there with my son. I said, no, don't let him search you. Before I know it, we got dogs on the car. We're being searched everywhere, and I'm only 39. I'm like, hey, this is turning into a police state. So I built a site called ShareTheTruth.tv. I start putting videos on there, and I keep coming up with this Alex Jones name. And so about a week ago, I started listening to your show. I'd never heard you before. And you can yell at me all you want, because I'll tell you what, I've never heard anybody speak as direct to the problem as you. I, too, have trouble sleeping at nights now. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm watching my whole country go to hell. The only person out there on the front lines seems to be Alex Jones, and I'm really glad that I found your show. And when I was listening today and hear you talk about these databases, I'm like, man, I've been telling everybody for 5 years, what you order at breakfast is on your database because Denny's gets their stuff bought by them. If you have software like AdWare like I do, they come after you to find all kinds of information. They want everything you can give them.
Well, let me give people an example. 5 years ago, there was a headline, Scoff Laws Caught Ordering Pizzas, and a scoff law is a term for somebody trying to get around the law. And it says all the big pizza companies, they know that people that, quote, have warrants out for them will really give their real address and real name because they don't know when they order a pizza.
Yes.
And so, this is 5 years ago. When you order a pizza, your whole background is run. Everything is run. And now I've got federal documents where they're already compiling what your children eat. And now already in several states and in England, they're preparing to take your children if their computer database shows you're feeding them too much fattening food. The schools are prisons with weird goon pedophile guards running them. Absolutely, sir, I know. We are going, America and the Western world, into one giant camp. And they came
up with
this.
I'll tell you one last thing so people do know. They do this incrementally, as you've talked. When I first got hip to this in like 2001, it turned out that the 800 numbers that you call for most businesses, people out there listening, by calling the 800 number, you've already given up your freedoms for them to show and share your data. So let me show you how this other software I was building that I quit building worked. It works for VOIP. It's people who are on the Internet, and it's for employees that you have or salespeople sitting around the phone. They receive a call. Alex calls up. You tell me, as soon as your phone number hits, it pops up on the screen. It tells me everything that I know about you. I'll press past purchases. You've never even bought from my company, but I pay LexisNexis. So I find out what your profiles are, what you like, what you're buying. And I'm on the phone the same time as a boss supervisor whispering in that salesperson's ear what to upsell you or what to do with you. I mean, when I started seeing this stuff coming through as a marketing, I realized they're going to implement it. It already is. It's a police state. And there's such bad misuses for this information manager technologies that they hid under the forms of advertisement and marketing.
Have you seen that ACLU piece where the guy's ordering the pizza and they know everything about him? They made it like 3 years ago. We ought to play that later. And that is actually what is really going on.
It's nuts. I'll tell you, when I just started ShareTheTruth.tv 2 weeks ago. I've got about 500 movies on there. It's a new site. But it's because I've seen all this stuff get pulled from Google. I mean, I own the server. I own the scripts. I own the whole thing. You know, I don't save any of the IPs or any people that log in because I'm afraid at Google. They should know how many movies I watch, how many I look. And every time I turn around for something good, it gets pulled. Now, I know how these matrixes and these databases work. And one thing I want to tell everybody out there, misinformation, lie about every damn thing you ever give anybody information about. They want to know your address, give them the wrong number. The only way we can ruin these databases is if they are full of shit. I'm sorry, of bad information.
No, that's the key. That's why whenever I'm on the phone, I just chatter baloney, chatter bull. I stop and talk to them. But what they've created is a wonderland for the New World Order. And listen, sir, I really appreciate your call, and I'll apologize for the third time for screaming at you for no reason. It's that this gets to me. I mean, I am under a lot of stress. I am very upset. I know you're upset about what's happening, too, because I love this country so much, and I know it's a hardcore scientific tyranny. I should pull up that editorial that Admiral Poindexter, the convicted felon who runs the illegal Total Information Awareness Network, Congress told him it was illegal, shut it down. They didn't. Of course they didn't. And that's just one hub, one sniffer, one port they've got into it. And he just wrote an editorial saying everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you do, everything is being tracked. You are our slaves. And they wanted you to know that to intimidate you. They were very arrogant. He wrote that, in 2002? They just staged their terror attacks. They were telling you they were torturing people. They were writing memos about torturing kids. They were really trying to make their move to flip your psyche into accepting evil. And the caller's absolutely right. And sir, I hope you get in contact with us. If you got some scripts and info in the future, we're going to be opening things up to get help from people to expand what we're doing with technologies here. We're going to the next level. We're going to work even harder. We've got a bigger office we're moving into in the next few weeks, and we're trying to go to the next level here, and I understand your anger. Believe me, I feel it. I know it. But I learned something from you. I knew the feds were buying from every database. I knew they'd integrated them, but I didn't know that local police were already getting into those. Well, I kind of alluded to that. I said, I guess I have seen some articles where local departments do subscribe to these private databases. That's what I guessed it was earlier in the hour. And I do want to hear from others on this subject. It's very, very painful to see all of this happening. And understand, under this new system, things that haven't been crimes will be crimes. That's why they have to now say there's no Fourth Amendment and set that precedent, so all this info and disinfo, and a lot of the stuff in the databases they admit is wrong, can be used against you. But the key here is to put a lot of disinfo into the databases, because there's already a lot of disinfo, to further discredit them. Speaking of data, I wrongly predicted yesterday. I said, I think Jesse Ventura, he has a lot of courage. He went on air and said 9/11 is an inside job, basically, on this show. I think Jesse Ventura will announce tomorrow or tonight. And I was wrong. And I begged him. I pushed him. He said, well, you're convincing, but he does have a sick daughter. Who doesn't with all the chemical weapon attacks going on? And his wife doesn't want him to run, and you could hear he's cynical. He thinks the country's completely gone, And at the end of the interview, as soon as the interview ended, and I came back and talked about it, we talked about it here in the office, I said, okay, I guess I'm wrong. He's not going to run for Senate. Because at the end, he said, all right, Alex, I'll come back on your show before I go back to Mexico. Because I talked to him behind the scenes and said, hey, I want to get you back on. Hey, did you get the films I sent you? Yeah. Truth Rising. I said, will you come back on before you either run for this, you know, during the race or before you go back to Mexico? And he said, yeah, I'll come on before I go to Mexico. And then he said it right as he left. The last thing he said was, we ought to cue that up and play it later. He said, yeah, I'll come back on your show before I go to Mexico. And, you know, Jesse Ventura wasn't going to save the world. But the point is, having him run for the Senate, he'd have been in the media talking about the police state or how they're destroying the dollar by design, like he did on Larry King Live last night. By the way, there's no doubt he picked up a lot of the stuff we've been teaching him. He was a different guy last night, talking about the elites engineering the dollar collapse and a lot more. We definitely got our info out on Larry King Live last night through Ventura.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Folks, the evil, the scale of the surveillance, the criminality is over the top. They're going for broke. They plan to stage more terror attacks to get you herded into compact cities. And then they are going to nerve gas you and your family. Everything I've told you has come true so far. Don't be sitting there 5, 10, 15 years from now when they execute their main plan that they've said they're going to execute, when you're got 30 seconds till you're dead, thinking, oh my God, Alex Jones was right. As you see aircraft and helicopters flying over, flown by foreign operatives, and you're grabbing your throat going, Alex Jones was right. I mean, it's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to murder you and your family. This is not your government. The only reason I'm still alive is because they don't want to kill me, because that will put a punctuation mark, a highlight, an underlining through everything I have to say. It will light it up like neon. You see, I can't enjoy things anymore, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't take off. I can't read a book, watch a movie. All I think about is this. How could you not? How could you go back when you know the truth? And then I get mad at myself because I haven't done a very good job at reaching out to people. I am human. I am flawed. I am so angry. I look at my children every day, so innocent and good, and I think about the black-hearted bastards destroying our society, and I go into a rage. And I see our fellow people in the, quote, patriot movement. A lot of them have no idea how bad it is, or they're slack-jawed, or they're on power trips, or they're into their own egos, their own little operations. And it upsets me because we need every able-bodied person focused on what's really going on. See, people hear my anger and my focus and my roar, and they think it's an ego. It's the opposite of ego, folks. It is total resistance. Does that mean I resist things properly? Does that mean I do a good job? No. I turn off most of the police instead of reaching out to them properly and showing them how they've been manipulated, because I, at a primitive level, am threatened by them because I understand they're brainwashed zombies of the New World Order. So instead of unlocking the zombies, I tend to just enrage the zombies. It's the same thing with the illegal aliens. I don't personally dislike them. I know they're being used as a tool to destroy my country and destroy themselves. And so I get at a primitive level threatened by it and start hopping up and down. But I can't help it. That's who I am. And I just hear that guy saying everything I already knew, but that I'd never even consciously put into my own understanding. You understand, folks? That's why I freak out. If I could describe to you how bad it is, how sick it is, how they are killing you with the vaccines. Do you understand me, government people? There is no doubt that when your child is dying at 15 years of age from diabetes or dying from bizarre onset of some autoimmune disease or leukemia, that Black Ops killed your child. When your son comes back 23 years old from Iraq from three tours, and his muscles dissolve, and his guts liquefy and come out his hind end, he was killed by the New World Order. And it's going on all around us. And I, for one, have had enough of it. This doesn't have to happen. This electronic cage built by these psycho engineers doesn't have to succeed if you'll just wake up to it and get motivated. But the horror is so bad, a lot of you can't handle it. I'm going to hold him over, then we're going to get Chapman on. Zane in Tennessee says in the military, knows about databases. Go ahead, Zane.
Yes, Alex. I don't actually work on databases. I was just going to comment that when I was over there, we got pulled over because they got actual police officers patrolling to make sure you're not speeding in Iraq. And one of my soldiers got pulled over, and they ran his license back to the States. I didn't even know that was possible. Iraq.
Of course it is. Everything. Every pizza he eats, every pack of cigarettes he buys. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is succeeding because you can't face the full magnitude of their evil. You are so frightened by the facts and the reality that you go back in your shell, you stick your head in the sand. Well, I want to know the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and I want to make preparations for it. And I'm doing that here. Going back to Zane, yeah, they've got the military police out, you know, running the city there in Baghdad. That's well documented. And so they pull you over for speeding, and they run him back to the States. Absolutely, sir. It is a global grid. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went with my buddy yesterday, this past weekend, to this Ron Paul rally. And from what I see of what's going on in the world, even though they had about 15,000 people there, which they say is a very big success, with everything going on, I was surprised to not see a million people there. I don't understand where everyone's thinking of logic is anymore. It's so frustrating. You got soldiers calling in left and right, Marines saying, we're calling in saying, man, we're in trouble, you know, and I don't understand what people are doing. They make inspirational videos. Hey, the time for making those are over. It's time to step up. I guess they just want to lay there and die. I don't understand it.
Well, the enemy takes the flag and the images of our brave soldiers, and regardless of how you cut it, people are brave and have to be admired for that, even though they're misdirected and enslaved. And they put that image up, and the people want to believe the lie, and that's why they're going to get hurt real, real bad. Because scientific eugenicists are in control. They are scientifically drugging and manipulating and brainwashing the public towards our orderly extermination. And that is the majority view in all the biology and psychology departments and engineering departments at every major university. I mean, I go back to Dr. Eric Pianca and others. They give speeches saying kill 90% of us, and they get 95% standing ovations sustained while they project giant PowerPoints of skulls with a red filter on it. And then Bianca starts saying, me and my family will die too. And they just start, you know, tears in their eyes, clapping. Yes, we're going to die. Die. Yo, we're going to die. It is the 13 monkeys. Police, you better go rent that movie and find out what they're telling you in that film. Okay, I'm telling you, get ready. Get ready. Okay? You think this is about your personal power trip. You're going to find out this is so much darker and so much more evil. The intelligentsia is everywhere. This is their death cult religion. Hell itself is being, this is just the beginning. Hell is going to be released on the earth. And your preachers are going to tell you, praise God, it's Jesus. Anything else?
I'm really concerned about my country. I love it, and I hope that people will find the courage it takes to do what you do what soldiers do when they call in to tell you things are not going very good right now. And I hope they'll find their courage to do something about it.
Boy, that is a spooky door chime. Or is that a clock?
That's a clock, sorry.
Oh, what a beautiful sound. What a mysterious sound. I like that sound. That's why I don't want to get killed by the New World Order. I want to go on seeing seashores and the clouds and hearing clocks go off in the middle of the night. I just love life. All right, my friend, I appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you. That's the thing. I just eat up life. I eat up experiences. And again, I'm talking about myself because this is what I'm personally experiencing. I know you're experiencing the same thing. And I want the police and the people working for the system to know this. I care about you. I'm very angry with you, but I'm angry with myself because I can't articulate properly what we're facing and what we're dealing with and how they manipulate us and how they control us and how they do it. I'm just so sad that, you know, every time I research, every time I find out more, it's always worse than I even imagined. It's always, I mean, the pieces of it in front of me, it's so horrible. The magnitude of it, I can't even believe it consciously. I intellectually know it's real, but In my gut, I know it's real. It's still, part of me just can't believe it and turns away from it. It's so horrible. So I understand why you're in denial. I understand. But we got to get past that together.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, our ancestors made it through a lot of tough times, but it was always a physical adversity that they had to deal with, but obviously mentally is how they overcame it. It's just to have scientists say 100 years ago to write best-selling books how they'd been hired by the elite to create a scientific dictatorship that no one could escape. And they're nearing completing that, and they say they're going to kill us, and they're very pious. They think it's beautiful and wonderful what they're doing. They are focused. They work tirelessly. They are smarter than a lot of us, but they're also very twisted. But, you know, intellectually, when it comes to math and algorithms and science, and I know we've got a lot of good people that are scientists too, who have been able to understand what's happening. My God, we're just in a lot of trouble. I mean, I remember Poindexter, the felon, writing an editorial for the New York Times. You got to pull it up. Just say Poindexter, Total Information Awareness Network, and then hit web, do a web search, and it'll be the number one thing. And where he said everything you do is tracked. And yeah, the police can dial in departments where they pay for it, instantly, and get everything about Alex Jones. Forget just Googling somebody in their police car, which I watched Canadian police do 2 years ago. I remember the state police 4 years ago in Texas saying, we want to If you've ever said anything about police, we want to have that flag off of scanning cameras in our cars, you know, reading your plates, guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is hellish, ladies and gentlemen. And everything you do in your bank accounts is instantly uploaded to the feds. Every prescription you get is. And then they go out and they pay all the pizza places, all the major pizza chains, instantly upload what you're getting, where you are, what your address is, just to check and see if you're wanted. Guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is criminal. And then they talk to you like you're five-year-old children and say, oh, it's only for Al-Qaeda. We're only seeing if bin Laden's calling America. And then they say, there's no Fourth Amendment, but only for Al-Qaeda. And they talk to you like you're morons. It totally freaks me out to watch the United States fund Al-Qaeda publicly against the Serbs and the Russians, and then to be funding them now to attack Iran. Iran's videotaping the mosque blown up, the power plants, the school buses, trying to get the Iranians to respond. Their people are rioting, demanding that that their government fight back. Iran is suing the U.S., saying, please stop blowing up our churches. And the U.S. says, yeah, we're blowing them up. We're going to keep doing it. And then they laugh and say, because you're Al-Qaeda, snickering as Al-Qaeda does it. The White House puts out press releases that they're in control of Al-Qaeda because they know you are ignorant. Bob Chapman worked in covert intelligence. We can't get into that. Then he was the largest gold and silver broker in the world. He had the largest newsletter in the world. He helped put out the newsletter, the Gary Allen Report, and the book, of course, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. He is one of the four major icons, one of the three living, out there, who really got the ball rolling. He was, you know, even around before G. Edward Griffin. And he's 70-plus years of age, and he joins us now 3 days in a row. I want to hold him a little bit past the bottom of the hour, Bob, if you can, because I'm getting you on late. I want to run through all the huge developments since yesterday with more bank runs on the West Coast, people freaking out. We're getting reports that hundreds of banks have people with lines out the door. They're running out of cash. That's in the L.A. Times. We have all sorts of loans for condos, for Paramount Pictures, for building. Some of the most expensive real estate in Austin's on Lake Austin in the Steiner Ranch. Scores of homes are going to not be finished as things go into bankruptcy with builders. And he's got a Skype phone from the country he's calling us from. It just cut out. He'll call back. We'll continue to take calls. That's good because I can cover the financial news right now. Just all of this bedlam is taking place. We're going to get into that with Bob Chapman as soon as we get him back on the line. He is not in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. Everybody with a brain has left a long time ago, including Jesse Ventura. I was really pushing him, and he just said, oh, you think I'm going to run? You think I will, huh? He goes, I don't think the people want it. I don't think they. So there we started going during the breaks going, I don't think he's going to run. Then at the end, he said, well, Alex, I'll come on your show again before I go back to Mexico. And then I came back and said, okay, I guess he isn't going to run. Big news, though. Jesse Ventura is respected by a lot of people. We need to force this into the mainstream media. Former governor, absolute. Governor Ventura, absolutely. Danger of false flag as pretext to attack Iran. That's the headline. Former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, warns that neocons are so desperate to maintain a grip on power. But let's get it straight. They're going to pass their power on to the Democrats and other management team. There's going to be, I mean, in this baton race, in this marathon, in this relay race, there will not even be a step missed, okay? Former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, warns that neocons are so desperate to maintain a grip on power that they could stage a terror event in order to create a pretext for attacking Iran. Speaking on the Alex Jones radio show before last night's announcement that he would not be running for U.S. Senate, Ventura said a conflict with Iran was all but inevitable. I don't see any way of avoiding it because I think it's going to be Bush's last hurrah, said Ventura, adding that another war front would only help Republican candidates. And John McCain went on, we are now a first strike nation. 9/11 changed our entire foreign policy. We will now attack another country before they attack us, which we proved in Iraq, he added. Ask if we are in danger of seeing the neocons stage some kind of Gulf of Tonkin false flag or other terror event as a pretext for attacking Iran. That's a quote from me. Ventura responded, absolutely. Read the last epilogue in my book. I wrote that a year ago. Remember, these two political parties are in a bad shape right now. McCain's trailing. Republicans look like they'll be slaughtered in the congressional races, and they're going to lose all their power. So rest assured that some type of decision they will have to come up with in an attempt to continue to keep themselves in power. That's their objective. That's their objective, stated Ventura. How much more stupid can we be if we buy into this, concluded the governor. Ventura said that the war in Iraq is now taking its toll on the U.S. economy, and that Americans need to feel the pain in order to understand that war is not profitable for the middle class and, in fact, has the opposite effect. I always believe what goes around comes around, and we're going to get our comeuppance, I think, pretty quick here if we don't change the path we're on and start leading with diplomacy, Ventura said. And so, please, this article is so important. We need to add to this. Paul wrote two stories today. He's doing a great job. We need to add to this Ventura story, Paul, the former German defense minister, the former Italian president, Ray McGovern, CIA section chief, who also came out public, Bill Christensen, saying total inside job. All the other info. So people, when they read this, realize it is thousands of prominent people. Not just best actress or Hollywood people or governors. I mean, we know you bastards. We know you killed us. We know you attacked us. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Bob, having some phone troubles there with you. Thanks for coming on with us to break down the huge developments that happened in the last 24 hours since you last joined us.
Well, first of all, I've seen a lot of manipulations of the stock market since 1988, but today was a classic. The Dow was down 277 points. And these jerks started talking, which are Bernanke, Paulson, and Cox, who's the head of the SEC. And they took the market back up to plus territory. And they took oil down $8. And this was the work of Goldman Sachs because they were long oil bull time, big time. And people told me that they were the sellers in the pits. And the gold early this morning at 3:30 was up $12.30, and silver was up 21 cents, and they knocked it all the way back down again. They have it off right now, but I think it's going to close up for the day. But the point is this: this is classic criminality, and they're all in on it.
To explain to people, we are going to have to pay not only in tax money for all the money they injected, the tens of billions into the stock market, we are also going to have to pay the interest on that for everybody out there.
And we're going to have to play for the losses. Now, they got gold's up 210, silver's up off 22 cents. But the point is, they lose money more often than not when they do this, no matter what market it's in. And, you know, we just get to pay for it.
And that's
it's
because
incredible what's going on. These people should be taken up and tried, and they should be convicted, and all of their assets should be taken away from them, and they should be put on probation for the rest of their life, having to report once a month for all of the evil deeds that they've got done, and all of their assets should be given to the government, which is the people whom, from whom they stole from.
Now, Bob, are you still saying it's going to take 2.5 years to go into the total depression?
Yes, I think so, because even though the stock market will go down, it's still going to be an evolutionary process. And you see, right now, half the financial institutions in the United States are bankrupt. Oh, we see IndyMac here and Countrywide there. And there'll be about 300 of them over the next year.
Wachovia.
It's time for it to happen.
Absolutely. So it's just, I mean, falling this far, it takes a while to get there.
It does. And, you know, they have the ability to run it back up again, and we got to knock it back down again. Or they knock it down again, and we run it back up again, depending upon what you're looking at. But, you know, I'm looking at Christopher Cox here. The guy is a criminal. He's allowing naked shorting to be going on. What does that mean? It means that you can sell a stock without borrowing it to make a market go down. And they've known that the big brokerage houses have been doing this for many, many years. I started attacking the SEC on it in 1980, and you can understand why they hate me.
Bob Chapman, stay there. We'll be back after the break to go over what's happening as the stock market plunges, as banks fail, as all sorts of bedlam sets in.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press. The voice of the Second American Revolution.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The dollar plunged further to all-time record lows today. Gold exploded upward along with silver. They're now admitting that wholesale inflation is the worst in 27 years. That's with whitewashed numbers. Los Angeles Times, banks hit by fallout from the crisis in IndyMac. They're not only lined up at IndyMac, they're now lining up outside other banks. How long can they keep giving them the cash, especially on the West Coast? Bob, we are sitting on top of powder keg. In layman's terms, explain what happened since you were with us yesterday afternoon through today.
Well, they're making an effort to hold Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac together. In spite of that, both stocks are down again. And incidentally, for those of you who want to know about the international forecaster, we went short. That means you're betting that a stock's going to go down. Fannie Mae at about $60. I just seen it pass at 8.5 here. So the people who went short at 60 are making buku money at 8.5. And I think eventually what's going to happen, well, they got it down to $8 now. What's going to happen is that they're going to be absorbed by the United States government, and all those shareholders will lose their position in the company, as will the bondholders. One of the reasons that they're so frantic to bail out Fannie and Freddie is the Chinese are holding, I think it's $376 billion worth of that paper, and bonds, if you may. And I would think that they'd be very disturbed if Fannie and Freddie went under, but I don't see any other way around it. And they can't, you know, pay the bondholders out because we're talking over $1 trillion. They just don't have the money to do it. And so they're in a tight spot, and what they're talking about, what they're doing, is not going to work. They're both bankrupt. They've been bankrupt for about 3.5 to 4 years, and all they're doing is putting the problem out into the future so that they can gain more time to whatever they're going to do, hide their assets, stay in office, and all those things that are hooked up with people like Paulson and Bernanke and Cox and our rotten Congress, and there is no answer for that. Also, what they did today is, you know, they took down oil more than $8, and it was Goldman Sachs selling into the market. This stuff doesn't happen by chance. This is coordinated by our government. They are the ones who are doing this. Now, with the case of gold, they drove it down $12. Then he drove it down $3 or $4 more, and now it's up $5. They can't keep it down. Why is that? Because in times of trouble, the only real money is gold and silver, particularly in a hyperinflationary environment like we have today.
Now, this is the
and
big
all
key.
All of you people, listen to this, all of you people who are in banks and have money sitting there at these very small interest rates, you ought to go out and buy gold and silver-related assets. And if you don't want all your money in there, buy Swiss franc government bonds. You're a heck of a lot safer than you are sitting in a savings or account with a bank or another kind of financial institution.
I just wanted you to elaborate, Bob, on the fact that in the past the Federal Reserve could keep oil down, they could keep gold down, now they're failing. And that's the scariest thing of all, is that they wanted their cake and eat it, too. They wanted to pay off all these debts with fiat currency, but now everybody's running from the dollar, and they're unable to control the slide. I mean, to be clear, they want to implode the middle class. They just want it to be more orderly. This is not orderly, and they know that then it could be blamed on them who actually, you know, did it.
Well, you know, Alex, yesterday you said that the people behind the scenes, the Illuminati, the elitists, didn't expect that this downturn was going to be as vicious as it is, and they stand to lose everything. And that's what they're terrified about. This thing is out of hand, out of their hands. They are terrified. And your program and programs like it, and my publications and other publications like it, are driving them up a tree. They don't know what to do. And we have got them on the run, and we've got to capitalize on this. All of you people out there, you've got to tell all your friends, this is what's really going on. And it's live. You can turn on CNBC and watch what's going on.
Bob, do you agree with...
You can watch the manipulation.
Do you agree with what I keep saying, that we have got to expose that they are behind all of this, or they'll be able to pose as the saviors yet again? But if we blame it on who actually did it, we can use this against them, and this could bring them down.
You're absolutely right, Alex. In spades. This is a chance of a lifetime for people who want to bring down the Illuminati, the people who have been destroying civilization for 1,000 years.
Stay there, Bob Chapman. When we come back, we are going to get more into what you see happening on the short, mid, and then long term. Final segment with Bob Chapman, then open phones, and Dr. Stan Monteith. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SolaySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
We're back live, Bob Chapman. Only got him for about 10 more minutes. I want to get him to pop in with us each day this week. We also got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts lined up, Richard C. Cook. We're going to get Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, on as well.
Without his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20
Bob Chapman, in the 10 minutes or so we've got left with you here, my friend, they are now putting out reports in ABC News saying what banks are safe. Headline, "Who's next? List of troubled banks worries Wall Street." And I'm going to read this later in the next hour when we're taking calls, folks. I want to go through some details for you. But if you don't research this and just leave your money in a bank, you're crazy. I mean, I would suggest diversifying, and Bob's right. Real estate's going down, even though we have inflation. Meanwhile, every type of investment is going down or unsafe. Precious metals are the place to be, but you say 300 banks will fail, and those are good-sized banks. Give us your forecast, then, conservatively. How do you see this unfolding in the next weeks to come?
Well, the 300 figure is from the United States government, and I happen to agree with it. So it's official. So it's probably very conservative. And, you know, this Fannie Freddie bailout was in the works weeks ago. They've been working on this thing. They knew what they were facing. And, again, on these banks, people should have safes in their homes. They should have $5,000 or $10,000 in small bills for emergencies. And money they get lying in the banks, I told you what to do with it. And incidentally, people who would like to check on their bank, we have a service we can email to you if you want that. And we're happy to do it for you. And we'll send you a free copy of the International Forecaster as well. All you have to do is email international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_FORECASTER@YAHOO.com, and you'll be able to, I think they charge a small fee, you'll be able to go in and find out the bank that you're at, what the rating is.
Well, the only reason I know about Wachovia is we had a family member give a couple $1,000s years ago when my daughter was born, my first daughter, and so we have that little account sitting there, and it was World Savings, then Wachovia got it, then Washington Mutual got it. And we got a report, you know, 6 months ago that Washington Mutual had bought it out when it was troubled. Now we're hearing Wachovia may be going under. And then I'm trying to research this morning. There's only a couple thousand in there, but, you know, as a savings account. But the point is, they're telling us Wachovia. Does that really mean Washington Mutual? Just as one little example?
Yes. And, you know, if that money's in there, get it out and buy some gold coins with it. I mean, why would anybody keep money in the bank for that crummy 2% that they're paying you?
Well, I agree, Bob. I just don't. Most of us are so busy fighting the New
Alex,
World Order.
You got to get on your horse.
I'm too busy trying to warn people.
And they make money, and they work hard at it, and they learn their profession, and then they turn the money over to someone else who loses it. And you can't let that happen.
I know. But I'm just like my dad. I don't buy things. I don't like buying things. Things are always annoying to me, And I've got to do the same thing, I know. You just wish you could put your money in a bank if it's a savings account for college, but I guess you just can't do that.
No, at least not at this point in time. There may come a time that you will be able to do that, but if you buy gold coins and gold goes to 3,000, you'll triple your money, and then if the bank is then again solvent, then you can put your money back in there again.
Well, sure, Bob. I mean, I bought gold and silver. I bought silver when it was $6-7. I bought gold when it was $280, and now it's, 970-something, and it's been over 1,000. So certainly I know that. I just, even the money I have in the business to pay for the servers and pay the employees and keep operating, I start worrying about that little bit of seed money we have to try to start the TV show. I mean, it's just all going to hell in a handbasket. And now that we're seeing confidence be lost, I just don't know why you and Dr. Roberts and everybody else says 2.5-3 years, but you guys are the experts, and you're the one that said short the market, and you were right again. You're almost always right, Bob, so thank God I hope you're right. and then we got 2.5 years. But in that gradual 2.5 years, kind of in the last 3 or 4 minutes, we've got run through what it'll look like.
A degenerative process is what it is. It'll just get steadily worse. You'll see the Dow Jones Industrial Average drop to 10,200, 9,300, 8,800, 7,268, and then the final break will come when it drops down to 4,000. It is going to happen, but that's down the line. Everything just doesn't happen overnight. This is not 1929. We've got government in there, corporate fascism, and they're massaging the whole thing. They're trying to bring it down, quote, what they think is a soft landing. Forget it. It isn't going to happen. But when is it going to break? I don't know. And Paul Craig Roberts doesn't know. All we know is that it is, and there's no way to fix it.
So you said Sunday on the Sunday show that a depression is assured. What type of depression is assured when it arrives?
Hyperinflationary, and we will reach a point where that hyperinflation will end, and everything will plunge. And that's when you have the losses of 60, 70, 80, 90% on the assets that you have. And the only thing that's going to hold its value, because hyperinflation is good for gold and silver, but deflation is not good for silver. And so you would be a seller of silver at the top of the market, but you would remain in bullion coin as the final safety asset. And let's say gold was $6,000 an ounce, and maybe gold would fall to $4,000. Who cares? It beats having a commercial building that just dropped from $10 million to $3 million. It beats having a house that just went from $500,000 to $150,000. And on and on and on. It's the gold is the only safe place in the world to be.
Bob, when is the start of what you'd call, with current trends, projecting, connecting the lines, out there on the horizon? When will you herald, you know, what will the climate be like financially when we are in the depression, and then how long will it run until you have the total implosion?
Well, total implosion could take 5 to 10 years, maybe 15 or 20. I mean, this is not a normal depression that we're going to have. It's not like the 1930s. It's far worse. And so, you know, it'll last a long time, and it's going to be worldwide. All of those people out there in Europe and South America or wherever who think they're going to escape this, they're crazy.
Yeah, I see
PM in Ireland came out 2 days ago and said, things are going to get down, but we're going to be all right. Yeah, give me a break.
Well, I've seen a lot of foreigners laughing at us, going, ha-ha, look at you warmongers. Now don't they understand this is a black hole that's going to suck them down, too?
No, they don't. And it's always the mightier than thou syndrome, in as much as they are right. They're correct. But the only thing is that they don't really understand how bad it's going to get.
So we'll be
when the market breaks in hyperinflation, it'll be identified by plenty of liquidity, but nobody willing to borrow. And when that happens, it's the beginning of the end. And that is the signpost that you look for. And Paul Craig Roberts would tell you the same thing. We went to the same general school of knowledge, and we saw it differently than the mainstream economists. And why did we? Because we're different kind of people, and we don't believe the crap that they told us in college. In fact, Mr. Roberts taught in college, which I didn't. I had two uncles that did, but I didn't. And people just in the economics profession can't say the truth, because they lose their jobs. Who do they work for? A university, a big international corporation, a Wall Street firm, or a bank, or the United States government? Do you think for 1 second they're going to come out and say, well, all this is going to happen? They'll lose their job. And that's why economists are wrong 2/3 of the time.
Now, Bob, in closing here, if we were to raise tariffs, raise interest rates, announce that we were going to be a strong nation again and pay our debts, You and others have said that would just cause us to have a hard landing instead of a prolonged total, you know, wreck, you know, destroying the financial future and killing the golden goose. Obviously, the elites are not planning to try to reverse things. But what would things look like in the softer crash landing versus the meat grinder?
Well, there is no softer. If we did it right now the way we're supposed to be doing it, it would be nasty. But what we got down the road, the meat grinder you talk about, is three times nastier. So if they bit the bullet in here and did what they're supposed to do, it would be quick and bloody from a financial and economic viewpoint. But they don't want that. They think maybe they might be able to survive the system. Maybe they can worm their way out of it like they have everything else. But they are being discovered, because when you see all those people on television today at the Senate Finance Committee, and you see Fannie and Freddie plunging, you know that the market, the street, is telling you, we don't care what those guys say. We know Fannie and Freddie are going down, the government's going to take them over, and half the banks in the country are going down.
Now, the news
says that's what the market's telling you.
The news says their current obligations and debts is $55.5 trillion, but then we know they're leveraged, but that's secret. What are their real exposures with all the crap they've AAA rated and all the side scams and money laundering and drug dealing? You know, it just came out that that Citibank's got all these secret assets. It looks like, you know, drugs.
$1 trillion.
Yeah, yeah, of course, a bunch of narcotics.
And they've all got them, not only Citi. The accounting system doesn't work because they won't allow it to.
So that's what I'm saying.
The balance sheet, they got all this other crap someplace else.
So that's what I'm saying.
They're criminals.
They are criminals, but that's what I'm saying, Bob, is that, I mean, do you have any gauge on the chain reaction that Freddie and Fannie are going to cause? I mean, if they're saying it's $55 trillion, what is it really?
Well, I think they could easily lose $5 to $10 trillion, and that would mean the American taxpayer would pay that. But it would mean the whole system's coming down, and it will come down. It's just a question of how long. And I don't know what those numbers are, because they won't tell anybody. You know that their accounting on Fannie and Freddie is a year and a half behind?
Yes.
They haven't issued financial statements for a long time. And can you imagine? Now, this is where the SEC comes in.
If you or I did that.
Can you imagine institutions and money managers recommending those stocks at $50 and $60 without a financial statement? Come on, give me a break. I've been doing this for 50 years. They should all be in jail.
That's right. They can't even dummy up a fake statement now. That just means that, well, all the elites I know moved out years ago. They fled the country. And their words are, this country, quote, won't be here. And I say, what does that mean? And they say, you'll see. What does that mean, Bob?
It means in its current economic and financial form, it won't be there. But I will go one step further. Neither will any other country in the world, because we're all going to get zapped.
Bastards.
Now, if they think they're going to be able to hide with their money, they're sadly mistaken, because we're going to root them out and try them. And some of them are going to get hung. And I hope they're listening to the program, because we intend to do that to them. And they're not going to get away with it.
Well, I tell you, you look at Bernanke and the rest of those criminals, they look scared when they're up there. And you're right. In the past, they would come out with some bull and the markets would shoot up. Now they come out with bull, the markets plunge. I mean, oh, man, Bob, this doesn't look good.
It isn't good. And, you know, we've told you all out there what to do. Do it. Please do it for the sake of your country, for the survival of your family.
That's
and
right.
Everybody within the United States of America.
Because when
if we can survive, maybe we can help the rest of the world survive.
Yeah, that's the key, because when the world figures out we're going into a depression, which could happen any time or 2 years, 3 years from now, as the experts keep saying, when they figure it out, they're going to grab up the proven reserves of gold. And if we've got, what, 2%, 3% of the world population in gold. If 5% get in, from the numbers I've seen, it'll dry up supplies, and that's what will drive it to 5,000, as Bloomberg's saying. Is that an accurate statement, Bob Chapman?
It is an accurate statement. I mean, UBS came out yesterday and said, well, it's not going to go to 850 next month. It's going to go to 1,000. Well, you know, turn on the light, UBS. I mean, where were you when gold was 252? We had people buying numismatic coins, U.S. 20s, for $275. They're now about $1,300. We had them buying Agnico Eagle at $4. It just traded at 83.5. Come on, guys. Where have you been?
It's insane, Bob, how accurate your newsletter is, theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. In fact, let me have, if you would, call Trey so that he can set you up for maybe the third or fourth hour, whatever time you'd like.
Just have him email me, and the time that we came on today, which is 12 o'clock, your time is fine.
Okay, we'll set you up. We'll see you tomorrow at 12.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man. Folks, you know, you'd think I'd be happy that I told you to invest in gold when it was 260-something bucks an ounce, and it's at 1,000 right now, basically. I'm not happy. I can't believe it. I look at my children, and I get mad. I looked at my children this morning, and I literally got angry because they don't deserve this, what the dirtbags of this country have done. All you slack-jawed, know-it-all yuppies that thought it was cute and thought corruption was cute, and thought all this police state was cute, you have let us be completely looted by a pack of criminals that while they were robbing us, they left the stove on and now they're burning down the house. And of course, those jackasses have now found out the house is locked. They can't get out either. And, God, it's going to be martial law.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We are going to open the phones up the next hour, cover a bunch of other news. I mean, I've got news where the police are going to shoot you with dart guns that have high-powered psychotropic amnesics. It's the same drugs they give special forces after they go in and massacre villages, according to Wired Magazine. It's totally illegal. It's engaging in medical procedures without your authorization, just like they put sodium fluoride in the water and admit it's medicating you without your consent. Oh, God. I'm not going to spend more than 3 minutes on this. I'm having Ted on every day. Ted literally does this at cost to introduce you to the markets. He has francs, French and Swiss, British sovereigns, which is the coin of the realm. That's the dirt bags that run everything. That's the super valuable coin. You're getting it at bullion prices, and it's numismatic. It's collector. These are 100-year-old coins on average. And he's also got silver dollars, which are getting hard to get again. And he's got half silver dollars, beautiful little coins. I've got some of those. And you are completely out of your minds if you don't blow their phones off the wall. Ted, I didn't ask you today before you came on. I just thought to have you on. Are you still offering what you locked coins in at yesterday morning before it skyrocketed by $15 an ounce?
Yeah, I'm carrying the same special through. But now, right now, Alex, gold is $10 away from $1,000. I really have to apologize to the audience because I thought it would take another month for it to happen, but it's not. It's happening right now. We do. We have the Walking Liberty halves. They're at 202 per roll of 20. That's a really good buy. Silver right now is at $19.50. We have the gold British sovereigns.
Let me stop you. These are silver dollars, on average 100 years old, some older, gorgeous. And Ted, they're $19.50. Okay, folks, silver dollars everywhere when they're at that price are $26, $27. Ted is selling them to you for, what, 50 cents above spot?
Yeah, we try to keep it real close to spot because people need to get into the precious.
Yeah, but I mean, Ted, no, you can't get silver dollars anywhere for that.
No, the silver dollars, first of all, they were unavailable completely just 3 months ago. Right now, they're so
okay. Keep me some.
All right, and then we got the franc coin. That's 212. The British sovereign's 286. Same special as yesterday. And yes, indeed, it was when gold was at 960 when I locked this stuff in. Now we're looking at 990 instead. Silver was down at $17.50, and now it's at $19.50. And anybody, especially anybody that's listened to this show here today, should know. I mean, come on. I mean, they're having a run on the banks. It's going all the way into Australia because our California banks are having problems. The whole market's coming unglued right now.
Oh, God. You know, I don't want to argue with Chapman and Roberts and Stiglitz and all these experts because they're almost always right. But my gut tells me, but I'm probably wrong. They're saying we still got 2.5 years till Road Warrior, and I don't see that, Ted.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, and Road Warrior is a good example of that, where you have complete anarchy. But it's happening right now. I was surprised that we're hitting close to $1,000 an ounce before August. I mean, really, quite frankly, I had no expectation of any bank failing in the month of July. I thought, yeah, we're going to have this happen.
It always happens in October.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, the controlling arms that be out there, they've lost control. They can't keep it running. And you also got to think about the fact when they're bailing out these banks, Fannie Mac and Freddie Mac and all these different things, they're out there printing money to do it. Bob is saying the taxpayer is going to cover the bill. Well, they don't do it by paying taxes. They do it by printing money, and that just means...
Ted. Let me give them the number for those three coins, silver coins, and two different gold coins you're offering. You cannot beat this deal. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold those?
I will hold them all throughout the day, and I'll do it tomorrow, and hopefully I can keep it through the weekend, but we'll have to watch the market. I'll be up tomorrow, and we'll talk about that.
Well, hold on, Ted. I want to hear more where you think the markets are going when we get back. We'll be right back in your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
on.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, you look at the stock market, it's shooting up and down, down overall, gold shooting up and down wildly. If you study 1929, for 6-8 months it went up and down just like this. But the market fundamentals are far worse now than they were then. I mean, the level of just fraud, like all these reports are coming out that banks won't release their financials, and when they do, like Citigroup, it's trillions in stuff they're claiming is AAA rated, but they won't say what it is, and then they look closer, it's narcotics. They've all been caught many times. That's your government, folks. The people that own and run our country, they run the drugs, the white slavery. I mean, Dyncorn Halliburton publicly run child kidnapping operations. Don't laugh at me, police. You Google that. Oh, but you know you're in such a tyranny, you're afraid to Google it knowing they're tracking all that. You don't want your bosses knowing you know. Got to play dumb so they can win. No, you don't want them to win. You want to go check out if Chicago Tribune reported that Dyncorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings. I've had the guts to get up here and talk about these bastards because I know we don't have any hope unless we stand up. Do you compute that? Stop your denial. Ted Anderson, we got a few minutes left. I'm going to come back and take calls. Again, you've been in the brokerage business for, I don't know, 28, almost 30 years. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, it's never been like this. I started when Jimmy Carter was in office and we had runaway inflation and the gold and silver prices. Silver ran up to 50 and gold ran up to 800. And I looked at it at that point in time. I thought that was nuts. Now we have short supply. We can't get enough of it. There's twice as much demand. The value of the currency's fallen through the floor. The banks are being shut down. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I mean, come on. That's FHA mortgages. Well, you know, I mean, these are the things that everybody talked about happening and speculated that could possibly, you know, be a problem. And now all of a sudden, here they are sitting right here burning in front of us. It's happening. I shouldn't be amazed by this because of all the study that I've done, and I've always known it was going to happen, but it still is baffling to me when I see it, you know, and it's, and like you, I've got a daughter and two boys, and I'm thinking about their future, and just hope to God that the people of the United States can smarten up and insist upon a solid, sound currency so this kind of thing won't happen again in the future. You know, but, you know, here we are sitting here, and they're going to say, oh, the next thing we need to do to solve this problem is to have the government bail this out and then have the government bail that out. The government bailing out our problems is our problem to start with.
And every ad, I was watching CNN last night and Fox, and it was almost every ad, probably half of them or more, was global greenhouse gases that, global tax this, global tax that. And now the central banks say that, I mean, they have all this hype about solar panels and this and that all is good, and then that sells the people, and they tag on to it, oh, by the way, we're going to have a global tax. So that's how they sell people, is by connecting the global tax onto some other things that are reasonable. You know, it's kind of like coating a cyanide pill, you know, inside of a jelly bean, so you'll go ahead and swallow it, but there's cyanide inside there. And then I think about the fact that the elites, from the president to the vice president to all the money people, Karl Rove just ran out of the country under indictment. They're all moving to the Cook Islands and to Spain and to Portugal and to Switzerland and to Dubai, and the companies are all moving out of the U.S. I mean, they've never evacuated like this. What are they going to do?
Well, that's just it, Alex. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall. We here, the citizens of the United States, should know better. We have to do something to protect ourselves. Call us at 1-800-686-2237. Ask for the gold and silver deals. If you have over $100,000 in a bank account, there's no excuse for you. You should be getting that out and get it out now.
Well, we'll just say we told them so again. Some people will listen. 800-686-2237. You cannot beat those deals that were just offered. You cannot beat them. Ted, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Stan Monteith joins us in 55 minutes. Open phones in this hour and the next. A ton of news. I've got crazy news like new law expands newborn screening. We'll tell you about that. Police to shoot you with injector darts with amnesiac drugs, which are classified as mind control drugs. The total insanity intensifies as hell itself is prepared to be spilled out upon the earth. Key story, I want your help in getting out to everybody. Former governor, absolute danger of false flag as pretext to attack Iran. Key story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget, if you like the old PrisonPlanet.com, you can also go to Classic.PrisonPlanet.com, or there's a big fat banner on the front of PrisonPlanet.com and see the old site updated still for you daily. We're going to be adding even more features to PrisonPlanet.com, the new PrisonPlanet.com, in the future. And I'm watching people discuss the Jesse Ventura article right now at PrisonPlanet.com. Ventura, neocons may stage terror attack to stay in power. We need to get this out to everybody. Please help us. Right now, let's go to Craig in New York, then Rishi, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Craig, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, bro, we're talking right now.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. I'm just going to drop a couple info bombs. First, my brother works in New York DMV. The real ID scanners are there. They are very real. I also work in the automotive industry, and OBD3, essentially they're going to tattle on whether your car is polluting too much so they can tax you. That's coming 2009, 2010.
Yeah, well, so let me stop you. Let me stop you. That's the whole future of the world. Since you bring that up, people don't know these technical terms, sir. We have to tell them. The minute your insurance is out, you're going to be pulled over by police. Unless you're an illegal alien, they've been ordered to leave them alone. The minute you speed, you're going to be taxed. The minute your car gets some bad gas, you're going to get bills. Everything is to tax and control. So on top of the economy imploding, just like in the Great Depression, bulldozers running over your houses, Pinkerton security with shotguns and Tommy guns mowing you down, Rockefeller hired thugs riding people in towns down by the hundreds on a weekly basis, they are gearing up for just a massive rout of the scum slaves. Okay, go ahead and finish up.
Okay, I just wanted to add that I believe Ventura did not live up to the title of his book. Even if he wasn't going to win, whether he's going to win, we need people to speak up. If we don't have enough people like Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, it's pretty much going to be all over. We all need to be in on this. And also because I teach when it's not during the summer, did he ever talk about the victory in Texas concerning the Trans-Texas Corridor stopping it?
Well, I know the John Birch Society said that, but they've announced three times that they've canceled it only to re-up it again. Remember, the governor, the legislature passed a law a year and a half ago shooting it down, but now 2 years ago, but Perry went ahead with it. And so that is not really true.
So it's not. Then what stage is it at?
Well, sir, I mean, they're putting toll roads in on existing roads all over the state right now. They're also to get around federal law about putting toll roads on existing roads. They're adding lanes to all the major roads. They are blocking the highways so you can't exit and get off, just like it is in other areas. The toll road of 35 going into Kansas and Oklahoma, northern Oklahoma into Kansas, same thing here is going to be happening.
Well, they could only get away with it if they RFID chip inspection stickers and your IDs. So it's the best thing we could do right now is to microwave them. I'm sorry, bud.
But that's why the Texas law makes it a criminal offense to change those. And, yes, they use the K-tags and smart tags and text tags and all the names to track everywhere you go. The Pentagon, at least 8 years ago, put up readers that can read multi-types of those RFID chips and are scanning you and using that as another way to track you. They also use cell phones to track you and, of course, the license plate scanners to track you. And then now they have face scanners that track you. Absolutely, it is just total hell grid, all Pentagon run.
Well, it's, you know, the Panopticon state is definitely coming up, but people are waking up. I mean, even Howard Stern talked about Lindsey Williams today and started playing how there's no oil crisis. Lindsey Williams, I mean, the man's a genius. He predicted $4 or $5 barrel oil right after the war in Iraq. I mean, no one had the Coleones to say something like that, so it's unbelievable.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump. Let me just say this. Lindsey's a great guy. But we hang so much of what we say on him. Everybody, well, Lindsey Williams said, you know, he was a pastor and he worked for Atlantic Richfield. And he was up there on the North Slope and he saw him cap him. But then we have the oil companies. We have lawsuits. We have congressional reports. We have the fact that they capped wells all over the U.S. We have the fact that there's as much oil in one area of the Gulf of Mexico as there is there, and they're not letting us have that. You know, Bush knew Congress would block it. So he says, oh, I'm taking my control off of it in some areas. Okay, and so, yes, Lindsey Williams did see it. Lindsey Williams is right. Lindsey Williams is a great guy. But just going off what he says isn't enough. We have all this other proof. And no, we said we would be paying $4 a gallon by 2008. because we got that from the Bilderberg Group. And we said we'd be paying $3 a gallon after we attacked Iraq because we had Bilderberg Group leaks. That's where all that came from. It came from Jim Tucker. Okay? And that's my point, is we have the documents. Here's the deal. How did I know they were going to plunge the dollar? How did I know they were going to engineer a collapse of our economy? Because Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank in February of 2002. And then the day he left, 2,000 plus pages of secret IMF World Bank conferences and battle plans were faxed to ABC, CBS, NBC, BBC, Fox, and others. And none of them reported on it but Greg Palast. And so we got some of the documents. We had him on, and he said the documents say they're going to bring Venice, try to kidnap and kill Hugo Chavez next month. And it happened. And then it shows down the road, 5, 6, 7 years, they plan to implode the U.S. like they've done in Latin America and totally devalue the currency and rob everybody. Well, guess what? They're now doing it. I mean, people have debates about whether or not the New World Order is going to do this or that or why oil prices are high. They have debates about what's making oil go up. We know the dollar has been devalued, and then threats of attacking Iran have accelerated speculation and dumping of the dollar, and that's what's done it. And then, of course, if we had a true free market, that wouldn't have happened because people would just start pumping more, but because our government's corrupt and laid off the oil fields in Utah and Oklahoma and Texas and the Dakotas and out in Oregon, all these places that are 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% government owned, they won't let you have the clean burning coal. They won't let you have the natural gas. They won't, that comes out at the, you know, millions of thousand cubic feet a minute. They won't let you have it. You're not going to have it. This is about squeezing you. This is about crushing you. This is about hurting you. While they have smiley-faced, you know, jovial info babes and pretty boys up there to tell you everything's fine as the talking heads and smile and act friendly and act genuine, totally manipulating you. All of them picked by behavioral psychologists and top admin to be able to sell destruction to you. Hey, that info babe's looking at a camera, Billy Bob. She doesn't love you. That pretty 25-year-old blonde with the thick lipstick giggling and burbling and flirting with you. That's a cynical military op. She's reading off a teleprompter. Even the giggles and the fake smirks and the batting of the eyes, they're coached on how to do that. To sell you that everything's all right while they put you up there in the slaughter chute. You know what a slaughter chute is? Google it, YouTube it. You can watch some animals getting slaughtered. That's you. That's me, unless we revolt now. I'm going to go back to more of your calls. Great caller, sir. We're going to go to Rishi and a lot of other people that are holding. It's just people keep saying, why is all this happening and blaming it on the oil companies? And the oil companies are to blame, but only into blocking the refining of gas and trying to use environmental regulations to shut down competition in the U.S. and Canada. I mean, if you think the government cares what a bunch of well-meaning, sandal-wearing, stinking, unbathed hippies think, they're nice people. I mean, those poor, pathetic hippies really think, you think a couple thousand of you protesting, you think the New World Order cares? When 90% of the country doesn't want open borders, but the New World Order wants it, so it's happening? You think you're the one stopping oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico? You think you're stopping oil drilling on the North Slope and in Prudhoe Bay and Gull Island? You think you run it? You think you're the reason on your little power trips, thinking you're the one getting everybody conscious to the environmentalism and the carbon tax and all this stuff? You're called in the United Nations the front groups, the Renamob, the the non-governmental organization. You're just the fodder they blame for all of this. You run nothing. You are nothing. Same thing for neocon followers of Bush who think you're conservatives, think you're mom and apple pie and John Wayne and we're defending America. You're believing a delusion, a false download, a matrix. And if you don't wake up to the fact you've been fooled, it's going to get real tough on you real fast. Okay? Now that's the bottom line. The new film Truth Rising is out. I need your help getting the DVD at InfoWars.com and getting it out to people. It's the best film we've made. Get it out.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, let's run through your calls as fast as I can. Rishi in New Orleans, you're on the air. Go ahead, Rishi.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
All right, I just wanted to report on the fact that the The march in D.C. on July 12th was absolutely amazing. And that kind of energy is just resonating among the people. People are starting to find out. I'm very excited about it. And me and Jackie Smith are actually going to put together something in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a march, hopefully of the same caliber, and because this is the only way that we can get it out to the people. What do you think about it?
I think all action, resistance is victory. Tell us how the Ron Paul rally went in, how many people you think were there on Saturday in D.C.?
Ooh, I'd say around between 10 and 15,000 for sure. I also heard that there was about 70,000 to 100,000 people who watched it live via the net. And, I mean, that's just another victory, in my opinion. I'm so, like, from this rally, I'm still inspired. Like, this kind of energy, it's just people are finding out without you even, the mainstream media doesn't have to report it. People are just finding out because of the energy of the movement's resonating. And it just, it pumps me up.
I hear you. I saw videos of it, and it looked like about 15,000 people. I appreciate your call. That's what the mall police estimated, 10 to 15,000. They're pretty good at estimating crowds. Told they were enjoying snapping shots. I did see some of the people. Got to take photos of citizens that want to come out and call for change. That's bad. Got to watch them. They're evil. Got to boss the citizens around in D.C. I've never seen anything like it except in New York. I mean, they just walk up and boss and talk down to everybody, letting them know, we own you cattle. Well, that's true, but the bankers own you too, and they're going to hurt you just as bad. So get ready for your mommy, the government, to hurt you. Dan in New Jersey. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Worldwide transmission against tyranny.
All right. I'm a huge fan. Listen, I'd really like to see you, like, do a phone interview with, like, the Howard Stern show, because I'm tired of these guys just treating you and the others like it's a joke. And I know you said before that they've contacted you and said, you know, hey, come on and, you know, be goofy for us. And if they, but honestly, I've heard them before, and they really just don't get it. Like, if you go on there and just, you know, tell them about the physics of 9/11 and what really happened, I think he would open
up
his mind.
Howard Stern is real smart, and he plays down to low-grade morons and tries to fool people that he doesn't know. That he knows all about it. I've been called by their producers before, and they think their hundreds of millions is going to keep them safe, and so good luck. Good luck to them. I mean, Howard Stern is going to wake up when people are jumping out of buildings like 1929, and then it's going to be too late for him. And so this is what they want. This is what they get. This is what you want, folks. You're going to get it, okay? You want hardcore Nazi Germany? You're going to get it.
Alex, I love everything you're doing. Keep fighting the good fight, and, you know, death to the New World Order. Thanks, man.
I hear you, my friend. We got two calls in a row mentioning Howard Stern. I've heard he's been talking about 9/11 might be an inside job. I heard he's been talking about how they're staging everything now, and that's good. But it's a little late for that with Howard Stern. I mean, he's discredited himself so bad that, you know, who knows. Here's the deal. Howard Stern paying attention to us doesn't make or break us. You make or break this movement against tyranny. Look in the mirror. That's the only thing standing between the New World Order and our freedoms, our liberties, our future. Okay, look in the mirror, and that's the sum of it. Take a good look at it. That's it. It's you. That's all we got, okay? There's a million ways to get info out and wake people up, and people are listening now like they never have before. Now is the time to tell people about the New World Order. Now is the time to give them a copy of Truth Rising or Endgame or Terror Storm. A couple weeks ago, I was watching Terror Storm again, especially the second edition, and I was just like, this is so good. I made this? My gosh, this is just unbelievable. And I'm not tooting my horn. I mean, hey, guys out there in the hall, what do you think my best film is, our best film is? I'm really thinking it's Terror Storm Final Cut. What do you think? We could have Burmese on air, but he comes in here and does voiceovers and runs off of my microphone, and then a week later, it's not hooked up, so we can have guests in here. He's a big fan of American Dictators. What do you like, Aaron? He likes them all. It doesn't matter. Whatever, folks. Don't say we didn't try. Don't say we didn't warn you. Don't say... I mean, I know what I'm saying is true. I know the globalists kidnap little kids by the millions. By the millions. I know these people are hardcore Satanists. I know they're into everything sick you can imagine and stuff you can't. I know they're poisoning us. I know. And there's nothing worse than knowing they're just getting away with it and that they're planning to do even more. Okay? And in your gut, every one of you out there, even those making fun of us, you know I'm telling the truth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Back to your calls in a moment. I want to just make a point about how the globalists manipulate people. They've got hundreds of tricks. They know you want to save your tribe. They know you want to defend your people. They know you want to give your children clean water to drink and clean food. And so what they will do is they come out and they say, you're an elite member of the police and the rest of the public are a bunch of idiots, which tends to be true. And you know best, and you're being let in on something secret, and this is a brotherhood that's going to take care of you. And you go through these rites of passage, and then you get hazed, and then you're a member of the brotherhood. And they've got it for the military. They've got it for the police. They've got it for lawyers. They've got it for doctors. They've got it for every system. That's part of natural human activity. But the globalists manipulate that. And then, you know, they tell the environmentalist, you're part of a guild of special brotherhood that knows the earth is dying and knows the earth has all these major problems. And then a lot of the info you get fed is true. And a lot of the solutions you're given, like, hey, let's not throw so much stuff away. Let's not be wasteful. Let's not overeat. Let's have better windows. Let's have solar power. Let's have better gas mileage. Let's get away from oil. A lot of reasonable things. And then you're part of the guardians of the world. And then you see a George Bush involved in lying, torture, evil, corruption. And you're told that's conservatism. And so now you're against conservatism. And George Bush is against environmentalism. So, my gosh, it must be great. So Europe sees that and totally says, okay, we support banning outside space heaters and banning barbecues and banning fireplaces and banning cutting down trees on our backyards or building a barn. And we support banning, and cutting back on carbon dioxide. And we want to be taxed because George Bush, that evil devil's against it. That's basic. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. You know the story of Briar Rabbit? You got to go look it up. They don't teach them in school anymore because they're seen as being a little racist because it's, you know, old-fashioned story. But the point is, you got the rabbit, and he gets grabbed by the local guy. I forget his name. And he tells him, I don't want to be thrown in the briar patch. I think it's a black slave. I can't remember. I remember reading it when I was a kid. And so he tells the black guy, please don't throw me in the briar patch. And then, ha, 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 look at the, you know, dumb black guy. He throws him in the briar patch. I think that's why they don't. But I mean, not the part about the black guy. That's the reason they don't ever teach those series of 100-plus-year-old stories anymore, because it does that, kind of like they banned a lot of Tom and Jerry cartoons and stuff. But I'm already digressing. That part doesn't matter. The point is that the rabbit says, please don't throw me in the briar patch, when that's exactly where he wants to be thrown. And so they have Bush come out and say, it's all a bunch of bull and I'm not going to do it. Meanwhile, he was funding it, getting it ready, funding federal programs, preparing the public. Meanwhile, he was covertly signed back onto UNESCO, signed treaties to do it 5 years ago. And we told you he's going to come out and endorse it, which he did, while they still say he's against it. That way, people that know George Bush is bad think, oh, my God, this must be good. I better get behind the global carbon tax and carbon trading. And that's just one of many tricks they play on you, one of the things they do. And same thing with, you know, they have Gary Aldrich come out and cover how George Bush is involved in all this stuff today, but that's okay because we saw what Bill Clinton did. And Bill Clinton, I mean, they literally did have crack pipes and dildos and linen pins in the White House on the first day. But that was a psyop. Clinton and Hillary, Bill and Hillary, had been under Kordmeier, the CIA section chief in London, and had been sent to the Soviet Union and all these places in northern Italy to meet with the communists, to infiltrate them, and then to come back to England and give data. That's why they were allowed back in and never got in trouble, just like Lee Harvey Oswald. And it's a fact, Bill Clinton and Hillary were CIA from the time they met. That's how they met. But I'm digressing. They did that as a psyop to freak everybody out, to play that communist angle. I mean, why would you wear VI linen pins into the White House on the first day of work, which multiple witnesses on record they did? Why would you hang crack pipes from the Christmas tree? It's meant to get out. It's meant to freak people out. It's a cover. Kind of like Eric Prince is supposedly a Calvinist, but now he's a Catholic, and oh, he's this great man of the Lord, runs Blackwater. That guy is as Christian as Satan. It's all a cover. And then you hear they're Christians, and then you think, man, Christians are evil. Look at Eric Prince. Look at George Bush. He's born again. Meanwhile, George Bush is involved in every type of organization known for their homosexual orgies. Skull and Bones, admittedly. Bohemian Grove, admittedly. I mean, I was inside there and was hit on within 5 minutes. Okay? I had the workers in there laughing at me when nobody was around. I was trying to hide out in the woods. The news admits they ship in gay prostitutes for them. That's where George Bush and all them are, by the way. It kicked off today. Barack Obama is scheduled to be there in the next 2 weeks with McCain. It's all a big joke. It's all completely and totally staged. Love him or hate him, the last guy that thought he was president got his head blown off. Then his brother thought he'd really gotten the nomination, got his head blown off. Shot in the back of the head and four times in the back. Bobby. I want to explain something again to the police and military. You think you're part of the establishment. Now, most of you who were in the military who made fun of me 6-7 years ago, you've now been to Iraq and Afghanistan. They all come back and apologize. They all who listen to this show come back and tune in and write me and call me and say, my God, you were right. Everything you said's true. We're shipping in the opium. They're kidnapping children. Of course I told you the truth. We don't lie here, folks. And every day I realize I risk my life. Every day I go through all sorts of crap that I'll never even tell you about. I put my family in danger because we can't let these people win. It's more important what happens to our entire country and our entire civilization. People made big sacrifices so we can have the liberty we've enjoyed. And I'm not going to stand by and watch it all go to hell in a handbasket. And I'm telling you out there listening, you know in your gut, and you've seen enough come true of what we've told you to know this stuff's real. You think I exaggerate? You think I embellish? Every day I get emails and message board comments, because I scan through them an hour or so a day, maybe longer a day. Aaron's in there reading them right now. You know, that say things like, England's not proposing to put microchips in all their prisoners and parolees. Doesn't matter if I've got BBC, they just say it's not true. Or I can tell you 10 years ago that everybody at birth has their blood put in a DNA database for 30-plus years. Now it's mainstream news. People still don't believe it. I can tell you there's cross-species human-animal hybrids, hundreds of types. People just don't believe it. When it's in National Geographic, Associated Press, Reuters, Times of London, doesn't matter. MIT, doesn't matter. I can tell you that auxiliary police in England have been commended for watching people drown in rivers and not saving them, saying that's not their job. And I post the mainstream article, and the people right below it say I'm lying and it's not true. I mean, look at these articles. New law expands newborn screening. A new law signed this month by Governor Edward G. Rendell will help to improve health of newborns in Pennsylvania, according to State Health Department. By amending the Newborn Child Testing Act of 65, the new law enables the Department of Health to continue to provide for screening and follow-up services for 6 mandated genetic and metabolic conditions for babies born in Pennsylvania, and it adds up to 22 services for genetic and metabolic conditions. Now, they call it a service, like the IRS is a service. Now, we've had guests on, we've covered the state laws on this, the federal law. Now they take your blood and create a federal DNA database. You're all in the DNA database now. No judge, no jury, no indictment. And then they also use it to patent your DNA to say that you don't own it. So down the road, when you want to get genetic cures and things, they're going to say no, and you've got to buy it from the companies that are purchasing it from the government. That's all documented. And this article basically it just introduces it to you. It is out of the Gannett Daily. By amending the Newborn Child Testing Act, this law helps further ensure, see, they were already doing this, but now they're getting sued, so they're passing laws. Kind of like they violate the Fourth Amendment, so they pass a law retroactively saying they can commit felonies. The law helps further ensure that newborns receive necessary follow-up services. That means they're going to come take more blood, so they can lead happy, healthy lives.
Yeah, I bet you can,
you eugenicist. Secretary of Health Dr. Calvin B. Johnson said, early intervention and treatment is vital to a baby's health and provides peace of mind for parents. That means they're going to force genetic, quote, treatments on you, even though, quote, diseases they claim they found haven't manifest. The Department of Health refers newborns that screen positive for metabolic and genetic disorders to specialized treatment centers, just like they can kill you with drugs, for confirming testing. See, confirming testing, because one of the things they test for is a false positive one-third of the time. Doesn't matter. You don't treat your kid under that. They SWAT team you so fast it makes your head spin. And the cops will take their kids to be killed, too, to be tested on and drugged out. Just like the cops in New Orleans sat there while their mothers and fathers and family died waiting 5 days following federal orders. They follow their orders unto death with pleasure. And you better believe it. Hell force! Trained to let their own families die. Diagnosis, treatment, and parental education. All of the 28 metabolic genetic disorders are uncommon. Their presence may lead to mental retardation and even death if not properly diagnosed. So we're exposing the fact that it's a big DNA database. You don't believe me? Just go Google the Newborn Child Testing Act and then just look at all the universities and government agencies where they admit they own your blood. They're creating DNA databases with Homeland Security, all of it. And then read this stupid article written for the cattle. More of your calls come up in a minute, but I wanted to get through the financial news and cover something that wasn't in the financial news. Where is it here? No, that's torturing children. Salt Lake City Tribune. And no, where's my story? Oh, here it is. This is out of NBC WSMV. Memphis police to use amnesia-like injection of lieu of taser. And the new thing they do at airports is they're injecting people, and they're doing this all over. Meanwhile, the Metro Police have banned the use of tasers for a time, they had a bunch of people die in Nashville. How was it, two in one day one time? Used a controversial method to subdue unruly people, according to an I-Team report. Related links, contact the I-Team. It says the city's policy to use the method, which calls for the injection of a drug into the person, came as a total surprise to people who would expect to know all about it. For almost 2 years, Metro Police have had the option of calling for a needle loaded with a strong sedative to control the most unruly people they encounter on the street. One of the doctors who came up with the protocol said it's the safest option out there and that it is used all over the country. And it's an amnesiac drug used in mind control. The drug has an amnesia effect, and we use the because one of the nice ways to take care of the discomfort is to make people forget that they've had it. And biomedical ethics and law enforcement expert Stephen Mills. So that's what's dangerous, is that it is an amnesiac. Now, they give this to troops, too, now. And the troops, of course, don't know about it because they don't remember it. This sounds reasonable. It's better than having your head beat in with a billy club. And that's why they tell the cops. They say, look, tasers are killing people. We don't know about them now. We want you to start using these injectors. They've even got guns that shoot them like you're an elephant or something. The problem is if it goes in an artery, it can kill you. It's meant to go into the muscle. They're saying, you know, we got to do this. And it would be reasonable if the system wasn't so corrupt. The problem is it sets the precedent all over the country for at least a decade. Thousands of people have never seen a judge, a jury, anything. A lot of them are prominent. Charles T. Sell, the famous case of the dentist, now 10 years in solitary confinement awaiting trial. He's a zombie, giving him antipsychotic drugs just because he was suing the government. So that's why it's dangerous to have them doing this. But you're going to see more of that. And they're going to sell it and make it sound reasonable. Okay, who's next here? Lynn in Chicago? Lynn in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I love you. Thank you for all your hard work. Got a couple comments and then a solution, I think. First of all, you know, the Revolutionary Army that fought against the British, I mean, these men fought in the snow, they fought in the cold, they fought in the rain, they fought in the heat, they fought when they were hungry, they died for us. I mean, our founding fathers left us the privilege of overturning a rogue government. And here's my solution. You know, the gentleman the gentleman that wrote the book on the prosecution of Bush, you know, it seems to me
Bugliosi.
Thank you very much. I couldn't remember his name. It seems like we need an army of prosecutors. I mean, it seems like we need, those are the people that really need to fight this battle for us in the courtrooms. And if we can get grand juries to indict the Clintons, the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Rockefellers, the Minions, and go into Congress with handcuffs, with police officers, and start arresting these people for what they're doing, I think the whole house of cards would fall apart. I think they would start
exactly.
shooting at each other.
Can you imagine if we got all the documents of how they carried the attacks out? If you can imagine getting all the total information awareness documents about how they're surveilling everything. I mean, they admit they are, but imagine having all the battle planning. Imagine the world seeing that and outlawing it forever.
But can't we, like, have grand juries all over the nation? Can't we have prosecutors going in and getting these grand juries to have indictments?
Yes,
and get...
I didn't know that Red Beckman was still giving speeches, but I found out he gave a speech last week. I know he's been very ill. Last time I heard, his wife was in really bad shape. But I'm going to get Red Beckman, who founded the Fully Informed Jury Association, an expert on grand juries and how to do this, on. We're going to get Red Beckman on for you.
Yeah, because you know what, honestly, you know, like, time's running out. I don't know if you're going to be able to get that cable show on. I know you raised a lot of money, and it's like 2 minutes to midnight. I believe they're going to cut the cords on you as soon as you get it up. And I'm just thinking that maybe maybe you should be putting together some kind of, bringing in interns from universities that study law, that study the Constitution, and there should be a fight out there.
Well,
like,
ma'am, we could have 1,000, and I appreciate your call. We could have 1,000 people, and we couldn't scratch the surface. It's you taking action, not me. Okay, look in the mirror. That's the only solution. As for raising $250,000, that's our operating expense in 3 months. You know how much we spend around here for everything. And I'm going to do the TV thing because I said I was going to do it, and that's moving along nicely. But it doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all silver bullet. We all do what we can, okay?
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet into water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We don't need no education.
Hey, John.
control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Yeah, the Department of Defense has released a declassified document admitting that the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, the White House, all met with Al-Qaeda chiefs the week of 9/11 through the week after. That's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We always told you General Mudimed and the rest of them met with him and were funding Muhammad Atta and the rest of them in a U.S. black op. But that's all out now for you. And, you know, it's just how it is having murderers run everything. Okay, well, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in North Carolina, then Tomas, Scott, and others. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to let you know that I'm currently a college student, so everything that you talk about in regards to disinformation regarding the left-right paradigm and even economics is just absolutely out of control in the university environment today.
Yeah, going to university is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to be fed a complete line of propaganda and lies and disinfo just to get to the engineering. But only if you're in the sciences do you need any college. It is totally and completely a worthless joke.
Well, I've experienced, several economics classes. I consider myself to be somewhat of an amateur scholar of the Austrian School of Economics, and, you know, I'll routinely go in there quoting books by Murray Rothbard on the gold standard and hard money, mentioning Ron Paul, things like that. And I'm literally laughed at by the professors, the classroom. I've even been told, you know, that's an archaic system. It
hey, listen, listen, work. Listen, those professors barely know how to deposit their paycheck. They're losers that don't know anything. They're low-grade morons. They don't understand that the fiat currency has destroyed our growth, destroyed our future, and you're not going to help them. They're there because they're losers.
One question for you, and I'll let you go, Alex. If you could elaborate a little bit about the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code. I've heard it mentioned in movies like Esoteric Agenda, and I've done some research. FDRS.org has some information on it. But I'm not too privy about it, so if you could just talk a little bit about that, that'd be great.
You know, I'd rather get somebody like a Ralph Winterroot up about that, because there's a lot of disinfo surrounding the U.S. code, but that's the rules for the private mercenary agencies, or letters of marque, as they're seen in mercantile commerce. And then there's a lot of disinfo attached to it, a lot of dangerous disinfo. You just better watch out, a lot of the patriot groups out there. I'm not singling out who you mentioned. It's just very dangerous stuff. Look, the government is lawless. It is force majeure, force de jure. It is the law of the gun shoved in your mouth. Okay? I mean, the stock market openly launders drug money. They openly send Richard Grasso to deal, you know, drugs. They openly have drug money. They openly scam. McCain openly goes to Colombia and England and takes illegal campaign contributions from foreigners and just laughs. It's just lawless evilness everywhere, laughing, you know, politicians sitting there getting, you know, with their minions soliciting hundreds of thousands of dollars to even meet with Condoleezza Rice, and CNN says it's not illegal, just wanton criminality everywhere, foaming at the mouth. Just the criminals know it's all going down, so they're just grabbing and snatching and greedily buying islands offshore and fleeing as fast as they can while the public runs around foaming at the mouth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com.
When you visit PrisonPlanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jesse Ventura decided to not run for the Senate out of Minnesota. We had begged him to do so. Many others had asked him to, but he has a handicapped daughter. That's what he told Larry King Live. He doesn't really believe the American people want somebody to fight. He thinks we want slavery. That's what he described yesterday. And he did say that he believes the government staged the attacks. He went further yesterday saying he thinks they may stage more attacks. And we have to commend his bravery. You know, it's his. He's already run. He's already been a governor. He already has had them attack his children. And he has now decided to evacuate the United States. So he is evacuated. He is evacuating the next few months. He's basically going to leave and mainly stay in Mexico. And I guess watch our collapse from there as then Mexico is drug into the black hole. But he lives an hour away from electricity in the jungle. Sounds like absolute heaven. I can barely control myself not evacuating immediately. But you know what? I am committed, ladies and gentlemen, and I am sworn to stay here. That doesn't mean I won't evacuate my family, though. I mean, if I see them do the preparations for mass roundups because they'll condition you first, I'll probably evacuate my family, and I'll announce I've evacuated them so others can evacuate. You know, I think you deserve that advice if you at least the opportunity to have my advice, because the people of America are demonic pig monsters on average. And if there's a massive depression, they will turn into demons. They will do whatever they're told by the establishment for cheeseburgers and liquor and to be told they're powerful and cool and to be given shiny baubles like any bird, you know, any bird brain would want to put in their nest. So that basically is what's happening, and the New World Order wants to fully rape everyone, and I don't blame him for evacuating. He says he'd be alone up there, and he also knows they kill senators. They blow up their planes all the time. They kill them all the time. I've seen the statistics. You're thousands of times more likely to be killed in an aircraft if you're a senator or a congressman than if you are just a citizen. Even citizens that fly as much, they're thousands of times. So people are criticizing Ventura right now. Have you done as much as Ventura's done? I mean, you know, he told us at the end, I was thinking he'd run. I was trying to push him. At the end of the interview, he said, all right, Alex, I'll come back on your show before I go back down to Mexico. And I walked out during the break, and I said, oh, you hear that, Bermas? And he said, absolutely. He's going to Mexico. He's going to announce he's not running tonight. And I came back on air. In fact, let's cue that up. He left us at 1:05. I want to play that at the end of the show, just the last minute with Ventura. Oh, you're ready with it right now? Let's go ahead and play that right now. Here it is.
Thank you, Alex. It's always my pleasure, and I look forward to doing it again before I head to Mexico.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's too bad, isn't it? I mean, he told you right there. You heard it here first before Larry King Live. And, you know, I've just got to admire Jesse Ventura and Charlie Sheen and the German defense minister and the Italian president and one of the leaders of the Diet, one of the leaders of his party in Japan. And Bill Christensen, former CIA section chief in Berlin, coming out on my show saying it is an inside job. And Ray McGovern, White House briefer, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. And the thousands of others that Kevin Ryan lost his $100-something thousand-dollar-a-year engineer job at Underwriting Laboratories. He saw their secret report that the building had to be blown up, the towers, and he said, my God, you did internal tests, and you know this was blown up. And they said, shut up, we're not going to tell people. And he came out and released the report and said they blew it up. And now they've narrowed it into who did it. God Almighty, God's giving us a chance to see the truth and fight against this. I mean, it's now been declassified that top Al-Qaeda leaders meeting with the White House and the Congress in the week before, in the week of 9/11. You got Bush meeting with the head of the Carlyle Group, with the head of the Bin Laden family in Al-Qaeda meetings as well. God Almighty, these people are sick. Sick. Sick.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know that we have a lot of phone calls in the wings at the bottom of the hour. I promise we'll get to your phone calls. Dr. Stan Monteith, for decade upon decade upon decade, has been exposing how they've engineered the AIDS virus, how they carry out chemical biological attacks. He is a medical doctor, MD, also a surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, and he's written quite a few books, The Brotherhood of Darkness. He has all the source documents. He's very neurotic, and that's good, about having all his documentation in a row. And I wanted to have him on about the global population reduction agenda, go over some of the facts, how they're doing it, what the mercury in the vaccines, what the rest of the cancer viruses found in hundreds of vaccines are doing, why we've gone from 1 in 33 with cancer to 1 in 3. why all this is happening and what the globalist master plan says. Remember, the official United Nations biological diversity assessments that are in my film, Road to Tyranny, that you can get at any library, say they plan to reinstitute human sacrifice at giant temples to reduce our numbers. Now, look, I can't make this up. That sounds insane. Believe me, when I first heard about it 10 years ago and went and looked it up at UT and got the UN reports and then videotaped it to put it in the film, I couldn't believe it. They are out of their minds lunatics. But Caligula married his horse. Nero would go in and murder people dressed up like a werewolf at their dinner parties. Children chained down. These are mainline histories. Look at what Hitler did. They always go crazy. Kim Jong-il has a seven-story pleasure palace and has Asian starlets kidnapped that he rapes and kills. I mean, I'm sorry that they're saying and doing this, but I know it sounds insane. But they say they're going to reinstitute human sacrifice to control population, as they did in Aztec temples, and now they've built one. Tex Mars covers that in his new book. I mean, this is Looney Tune land. I'm not saying that any of this is even real. The point is they believe it. They believe that they are manifesting it. Let's go to Dr. Stan Monteef, Radio Liberty, syndicated radio talk show host. I now own more than 50 affiliates across the land last time I checked. Dr. Monteef, thank you and your busy schedule doing 5 hours of radio a day for joining us, sir.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
Doctor, I'm going to try my best. You know, I'm the king of interrupting because so much goes through my mind, and I burn with a passion to inform people. Walk through the history of population reduction, what we're facing, and what the master plan is, and then the Luciferian religion that drives it.
Well, basically, of course, these ideas really begin back with Malthus, you know, who was a Anglican minister, if you can believe it, but he was writing a series of essays on population control in the late 1700s, early 1800s, and even talked about, you know, how we just couldn't let new children be born unless somebody had died off, and talked about, you know, if we didn't bring things under control, we were going to have to be in building our cities next to stagnant ponds and discourage cleanliness and certainly opposed anybody who wanted to stop the spread of disease. Now, we refer to these concepts as Malthusian. Of course, they were picked up by a fellow named Galton, who followed him, was related to Darwin, and then, of course, really came to America with Margaret Sanger in the early 1900s, all financed by the Rockefellers. Margaret Sanger really believed in population control, but she believed in eugenics. That was what it was really about, breeding the perfect people and doing away with the unworthy, the human weeds, as you referred to. But what most people don't understand is that the ideas that Adolf Hitler brought in Germany, but actually came from the United States. We actually had forced sterilization. They sterilized tens of thousands of people in the United States in the early 1920s. And of course, after the debacle of the Second World War, with the horror of the Holocaust, and if you understand that from the Nazi point of view, that this was simply applied science. They were doing away with the unworthy people, the Jews, the Gypsies, the mentally defective, those with physical handicaps, those who were genetically defective. They were purifying the gene pool. That's what it was about. Well, of course, eugenics got a bad name after the Second World War, and after, of course, that the people in the United States were totally in favor of this. They couldn't let the American people know that anymore. They could let them know that it was American corporations, GM, Ford, International Telephone and Telegraph, that were actually, during the Second World War, were actually, of course, preparing the weapons of war, the tanks, the dive bombers, the trucks, of the military equipment that Adolf Hitler used. It was all financed largely from here in the United States, creating the best enemy money could buy. And then, of course, at the end of the Second World War, why many of the scientists, the Nazi scientists, who were involved with, of course, creating new diseases, who were involved with mind control, and, of course, with the space program, were brought to the United States under Operation Paperclip. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on that. You can check that out on the Internet. Wonderful book by Linda Hunt called The Secret Agenda on Operation Paperclip. And then, of course, we helped 10,000 of the most vicious of the Nazi criminals escaped to South America. The CIA, MI6, at a cell within the Vatican, helped 10,000 Nazis escape to South America. Martin Bormann, Dr. Mengele, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann. The Jews tracked down a couple of them, Eichmann and Barbie. But, of course, the CIA protected the rest of them. People find it difficult to believe, and yet these were the people who carried out the Holocaust because they had friends in the United States.
Now, Doctor, I want to just add, eugenics with sterilization, 500,000 plus, continued until 1987 publicly through health departments and the blood taking and birth of babies. All of that is about the eugenics program. And also, public eugenics was about purifying the elite, exterminating the subhumans. But the real eugenics at the higher level, as they wrote, and as my film Endgame covers, and as you know, is really about dumbing us down and having a servant class for the elite, is it not?
Well, those who are allowed to live, they intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Now, certainly anybody who questions that is only to read the writings of Jacques Cousteau, and we actually provide this to our ministry, in an article that is published in the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991. Why Jacques Cousteau, who everybody knows, oh my goodness, he invented the scuba gear and he swam with the dolphins. Jacques Cousteau discussed the need to bring the world back into balance and said, you know, it's a terrible thing. We're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. 350,000 people a day is a terrible thing to say, but even worse not to say it. And, of course, you read the writings of Bertrand Russell in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about, you know, we really don't kill off enough with abortion and with war. What we need is a black plague to sweep the world once in every generation.
And, of course, now Jacques Cousteau's son has all these TV shows, and it's always humans are bad, all these nature shows, humans are bad. And Dr. Pianca gives speeches saying, kill 90% of us, and he gets a standing ovation. They are the majority. They're in place now.
Well, they're in positions of power. And as incredible as it may seem, they're actually carrying out these programs on the American people today. I got involved in this with the AIDS epidemic, and it didn't make any sense if we weren't doing the logical things to try to stop this epidemic. Basically, you know, you stop a sexually transmitted disease by identifying who has it, find out who they got it from and who they spread it to, and, you know, force these people to stop spreading a deadly disease. Every effort was made to stop trying to identify the people who were infected, or we couldn't do routine testing. Oh, my goodness, we'd drive the disease underground. Nobody would go to the doctor if they knew they're going to be tested for AIDS. We couldn't do premarital testing. This is a sexually transmitted disease. What's wrong with premarital testing? Oh, my goodness, people wouldn't go to the doctor if they were going to be tested. We do not do prenatal testing, pregnant women, to prevent the mother who has the disease from spreading it to her unborn child, and it's preventable. We do not do neonatal testing. We do not do hardly any of the things. There are a few states where they do neonatal testing. Finally, after about 15 years, the Centers for Disease Control did come out and say, well, maybe we ought to do routine testing. But, of course, we blocked this in other countries. In Africa today, this is being used for population control. If you go into Botswana, and we have the reports, anybody who wants to verify them, we'll be glad to provide them. In Botswana, where they are, the U.S. Commerce Department is monitoring the AIDS epidemic. Why are we spending money to monitor the AIDS epidemic in Botswana? Why? Because we want to see what a great job we're doing. And 46% of the pregnant women there, and they test every pregnant woman for HIV disease, 46% are infected, and they're all going to die. And this disease is simply wiping out the populations of many African countries. And, I mean, the average age, for instance, in a place like Zimbabwe has dropped from about 64 down to about 38,
as you know, even the BBC's had to admit it, that they find young girls who've never been sexually active, virgins, and their family doesn't even have HIV, and then they say they must have got it from dirty needles when they were vaccinated, but then we found all sorts of sterilization compounds and other carrier viruses and things in shots, and we have all these Nobel Prize winners coming out saying HIV and AIDS is engineered.
Well, there's no question it was engineered. We actually have the reports that the CIA tried to actually destroy. They're called the Special Virus Cancer Project. They're about 2 inches thick. They put out one every year for a number of years as they were engineering the new diseases. We know that they intended to engineer new diseases because you can actually, we have the testimony of Dr. David MacArthur before the House Appropriations.
Stay there. I want to talk about this when we get back from break. I'm also going to talk to you in this four-minute break behind the scenes, Dr. Monti, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and folks that are on the Internet. But I want to come back to that to the full audience in 4 minutes. I want to ask you behind the scenes, you've got to go to the screams at InfoWars.com, folks, whether or not you have seen the new Dr. Sock video that just got released in the last year. Our guest is Dr. Stan Monti. RadioLiberty.com is the website. He's an amazing treasure trove of information. We're going to be having him on a lot in the near future.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood, that Bill Gates' father runs, is the premier eugenics organization set up by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. They started all the major cancer research 100 years ago. And go roll your sleeves up, take that cancer injection, and then they're going to give you a false treatment that's meant to take all your wealth so you don't pass it on. Carousel, carousel, right out of Logan's Run, getting rid of the slaves. Going back to Dr. Stan Monti, finishing up with the CIA's virus cancer weapon program, which is known as HIV, which is a cover virus for a bunch of black ops. And then let's get into suppressed cancer treatments. He is a medical doctor and surgeon. By the way, quite an acclaimed one. Dr. Monteith, please continue.
Well, basically, all the evidence shows that they actually created new diseases. Now, we knew that they were going to do this, first of all, because Dr. David MacArthur, and we actually have the complete text of his testimony, testifying before the House Appropriations Committee back in 1969, said that they wanted to be able to create two things. One would be a new disease for which there would be no immune response, and the other would be new chronic diseases. And he said, you know, some people say we shouldn't do this because it would be another means of mass killing, but we want $10 million, and within 10 years we can come up with this new disease. Well, now, of course, we know that the CIA works with the military. We know that the CIA was actually creating new diseases. How do we know that? Well, a couple of things. First of all, Gary Glum came out with a book called Full Disclosure. And, of course, one of the people who had been involved in this had actually come to him. He was dying of cancer of the pancreas. And he told him the whole story. It was an interesting experience and thought control to try to get a copy of Gary Glum's book, Full Disclosure, up on the Internet. Once in a while, one comes up at a fantastic profit price. And then, of course, Dr. Garth Nicholson, who we've interviewed, has talked to at least one person who was involved with the actual production of the AIDS epidemic. So certainly a few people have come forward risking their lives to tell the truth. But
and let's be clear, hundreds of top bioweapon scientists in the creation and identification have all been brutally murdered.
I'm sure they have.
So we've had all these microbiologist killings. Go ahead.
But basically, we have the reports. I have Part 8 and Part 9, and I think Boyd Graves has all of from 8 on. They destroyed all of the early reports, but we have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. They put them out every year. Orders were given. They were to be destroyed. And, well, the CIA didn't do a very good job, or maybe somebody wanted to have them for history. But it tells how they created these new diseases. And of course, what most people don't understand is that AIDS is not simply HIV infection. It is combined with mycoplasm infection or mycoplasm permanens, and it is a genetically altered mycoplasm. And of course, who owns the patent on it? Why, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. But basically, what people do not understand is how they got this out initially. And of course, the way that they were able to disseminate the HIV virus in the United States was in the hepatitis B vaccine that was given to homosexuals in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York City. And those are the three cities where the epidemic began. We have a report from the San Francisco Department of Public Health, and the articles will tell you that 75% of the foolish young homosexuals who volunteered for this study, 75% of the people who received the hepatitis B vaccine contracted AIDS, and most of them are long since dead. Same thing happened, of course, in the other cities, but we have the report on San Francisco. It was in the areas in Africa where they used this same hepatitis B vaccine. And of course, you'll find the disease centered, you'll find the islands of it. There are lots of parts of Africa where this disease is very rare, that they just don't have it.
And that's where they happen to not have the UN there doing the... Well, I mean, take Libya, where they caught the doctors giving the children the HIV shots.
Right.
I mean, they were caught red-handed. Now, listen, for those that don't know, for police, military, those that serve, why does the military get this so much more often? They give this to the military getting out because they don't want Rambo types to go rogue on them. You've served your usefulness. You're given a soft-kill weapon. Doctor, a medical doctor, Stan Monteith, we have all the documents on this. Explain to them what a soft-kill weapon is.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to tell me, because I'm not acquainted with that term.
Well, you know, a soft kill is a biological weapon that kills you slowly.
Well, they've introduced these. I mean, we have millions of Americans who have these chronic diseases, and of course, everything is done to stop the truth from coming out. We actually, any of your listeners who are, don't believe that they intended to create these chronic diseases, as only to get a copy of Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, published in 1970. You can buy them on the internet now for about $100. But there's a little paperback book I got for $6 back in the early 70s.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. Hundreds of books, how they're killing you, laughing. Remember, officers, your mama shouldn't be dying at 55 of cancer. Your government is murdering her with pleasure.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Song says it all.
It was I who shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. It was I who shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
John Brown.
But I said, if I am guilty, I will pay. I shot I shot the sheriff. Lord, I didn't shoot the deputy. Lord, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
That's Bob Marley live, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Sheriff John Brown said you gotta kill them when they're little seeds before they grow. Percent of our military has no idea what's going on. 99% of our police. You know the horror of knowing, having the documents that Dr. Monteith has, going to the Library of Congress and getting them, having other scientists on, having the government documents, knowing that they're putting cancer viruses in everybody's vaccines, knowing they're murdering us all, knowing they're hurting us, knowing they're doing, and they're going to keep, and the elite says, well, look, you know it, and the public doesn't wake up, so they deserve to die. It is eugenics. It is the ultimate selfishness. They want to dominate the future, and they are carrying it out against all of us. A lot of you say, ah, so what about them Africans? We do need to kill them. I've run into environmentalists. They're like, it's very sad, but the earth is dying. We must do it. But you tell them, oh, you know, the soft kill is being done to you, and they say, what? I'm like, not me. I have to make sure all this is carried out. Dr. Monteith, let's get into more about their biological weapons program against us and how they're suppressing cancer cures in their own documents, and then take some calls.
Well, I mean, there's just so much to cover. But basically, of course, we were just talking about Zygmunt Brzezinski in his book Between Two Ages. And, of course, somewhere between pages 55 and 65, I don't have the exact page, although if anybody wants to get in touch with us, we'll get them copies of the page. At the bottom of the page, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who was the foreign policy, national security advisor to Clinton, to Jimmy Carter, actually, was there when Saddam Hussein came to power. He was instrumental in topping the Shah of Iran. He was instrumental in precipitating the war in Afghanistan. And, of course, he was instrumental in bringing the Ayatollahs, the radicals, to power in Afghanistan, the ones that we're talking about going to war with today. But Zygmunt Brzezinski, writing back in 1970 in a book, Between Two Ages, talked about how in the future we were going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases to disable the enemy. Well, of course, we are the enemy. Today, Zygmunt Brzezinski, of course, is the foreign policy advisor to a man named Barack Hussein Obama. So he's been around for a long time. That was 38 years ago. But he was writing at that time about these chronic diseases they were going to be able to create. And for about 10 years after David MacArthur asked for the $10 million, why, we suddenly saw a whole flock of new diseases occurring. One we call AIDS, but of course it's not simply HIV infection. It's associated with chronic mycoplasma infection that does the damage, a genetically modified mycoplasma fermentans. This is covered in a wonderful book by one of the world's leading scientists, although it's done in fiction form. It's called Project Daylily, and we actually carry the book Project Daylily by Dr. Garth and Nancy Nicholson. But anyway, of course, about 10 years after Zygmunt Brzezinski and David MacArthur were talking about creating the new diseases, why suddenly appears chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease. And we're talking about 4 million Americans having these terrible diseases.
And as you know, doctor, they now admit that Lyme's weaponized came from Plum Island. They now admit that the bird flu came from there, not the bird flu, the West Nile. But they say it's an accident, but they're going to move it from that island in the Atlantic Ocean to San Antonio, Texas. What is this 36 level 4 bioweapons labs in the middle of populated areas in level 2 security. What's that about? Plausible deniability when they release it?
Well, when something happens, they'll say, oh, shucks, we just made another mistake. Nobody's responsible.
It's like Porton Down keeps releasing all this stuff on accident in England.
And Sardinian, of course, at Fort Detrick in Maryland, of course, where they work on all these biological warfare agents.
And that's where the anthrax came from. They just love us so much. That's good people.
Oh, you know, Chris, the story about the anthrax, you know, the anthrax attack on America, isn't it interesting that it was only Democratic senators that that received the anthrax-laden envelopes? And isn't it interesting that on the very day of the 9-1-1 attack, Dick Cheney, the White House staff, and the president started on Cipro, and the only reason you'd take that is if you were expecting an anthrax attack. Why would they start on the evening of September 11th?
And it was the New York head of emergency management, who's a controlled demolition expert, and tied into controlled demolition, the rest of them, who recommended they go on it.
Right.
What a nice man.
The only reason you would take Cipro, because it's a potentially dangerous antibiotic, is if you knew an anthrax attack was coming. And if they knew an anthrax attack was coming, why did they warn the rest of us?
And some idiots say, well, why would they go on it? It means they had a tip. I mean, if they knew right where it was going, why would they go? If they knew it was going to the Capitol, why would they do it in the White House? Because they knew it was going through the main Washington mail office where the two workers died.
Right.
They knew they had to, even though they were launching the attack. Dr. Monteith, get into suppressed cancer cures, how the Rockefellers have the core of the market, the documents and eyewitnesses you have to that.
Well, basically, they have been actively suppressing cancer treatment. This is covered in a four tapes that we have called The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Richard Day told a group of doctors in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1969 that there were treatments for cancer that were being suppressed. And, of course, there actually was a report. It was called the Fitzgerald Report. It was actually put in the Congressional Record back in 1955 about all the suppressed cancer treatments. And it was interesting, recently somebody sent me $50 and said, give me a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. I can't get it anyplace. It was in the Congressional Record. Well, I called everybody I knew, the National Health Association, you know, the various researchers. Everybody's heard the Fitzgerald Report. You can read about it on the Internet, but nobody had a report. Eventually, we were able to track it down from the Congressional Records, and it's in one of our newsletters. But basically, and people go to RadioLiberty.com and just scroll down on the newsletters for the Fitzgerald Report. But in 1955, they were talking about Laetrile as an effective treatment for cancer. They were talking about the Hoxsey treatment. They were talking about several other treatments were available.
Isn't Laetrile the stuff out of cherries?
No, it's out of apricot pits.
Yeah.
But it's basically a specific vitamin. Actually, I talked to a man named Dean Burke, and Dean Burke was in charge of chemotherapy research at the National Cancer Institute, which is a subdivision of the NIH. And of course, I talked to Burke before he died. He told me that Laetrile did work. They knew it worked, and that certainly it wouldn't cure everybody. Sometimes people were too far gone, but he said it's far better than anything in chemotherapy. He said, I've been in chemotherapy research for 25 years. I have three filing cabinets full of information on Laetrile. And I said, but what about the Smith, Sloan Kettering evaluation of Laetrile, where they said it didn't work? He said they actually fudged that. They knew it worked, and so they designed
it. This is why I say cherry pits. I know it came out of apricots, too, but I had a cancer doctor a few months ago I was talking to tell me that they found the, I don't know all the biology or all the chemical reactions, but explain to me what Laetrile is. But basically, it's a safe cyanide base that is covered with some type of molecular structure in the plant so that the body passes it, but that it still terminates cancer cells. Somehow they absorb it, but the rest of the tissues don't. He said it was out of cherry pits and apricots. You're saying it's just out of apricots?
Oh, no, I'm sure it probably is, and maybe in several things, but characteristically it comes out of apricot pits. But you're not going to get, don't go out and buy a lot of apricot pits and start eating them.
No, it's very poisonous.
It has to be especially prepared. You can get it in Mexico. You can get it in Germany. You can't get it in Mexico in America because they've targeted the American people. And any doctor who advocates this or uses this in America, they will come after and destroy. They are actively suppressing treatments. Now, there are lots of even better treatments. That was 50 years ago, but they're all being suppressed. Dr. Brzezinski down in Texas, in Houston, Texas, has a treatment that they know will, of course, take care of brain cancers and in children, and they will not allow it to be widely used. In fact, they tried to put Brzezinski in prison. Why? Because he was saving the lives of children. We actually have a four-tape set on Brzezinski's material with interviews with Brzezinski and the book of the Brzezinski Breakthrough was out of print. But people have to understand, effective cancer treatments will be suppressed because people are going to have to die of something, and they want them.
And I want you to know this. People who serve the government, we've seen a change in the elite. We're about to go to calls. I mean, they were evil 20 years ago, but they wouldn't let the troops be around DU. Now they are. And the troops are coming back and dying in mass. They particularly shoot up the troops with this stuff. There are thousands of examples of them nerve gassing our own troops that came out in the news again last week, mainstream news. I mean, murdering them, radiating small children to death. I mean, there's thousands of cases, and they did that to create the cadres of doctors in government who would carry out other ops. And I'm going to have you back, Dr. Monteith, for a full 2 hours in the near future. Let's take some phone calls. They'll be all over the map. But let's go ahead and so we can get to some of these. Go ahead and take a call from Lynn in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead, Lynn. Are you there? Okay. We're going to go to Chris in Minnesota. Go ahead, Chris in Minnesota.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. I'm sure that you're aware of, and I'm sure that your guest, the doctor there, is aware of. The Mayo Clinic in Minnesota here is one of the largest and most cutting-edge medical facilities in the United States. Kings and queens come here for treatment. And a friend of mine works for a company who subcontracts to the Mayo Clinic for making deliveries. And he had to take a delivery the other day to this secluded place just on the outskirts of town. And he told me that it was covered with armed guard security. And the rumor, I guess, is that it's a pig farm that they harvest organs in the pigs. They're growing organs for organ transplants for humans. Pigs and hogs.
Well, sir, there's no rumor. In utero, in pigs and cows, they grow humanoids. You can't really call them that. It's ganglia. From the doctors we've talked to, there's different processes. A lot of times, it is humanoids, and they harvest the organs out of them in utero, babies basically. And that's actually in the news. Or sometimes it's just groups of organs within the pigs and cows. Dr. Monteith, would you like to speak to that?
Well, certainly we know that they're injecting human genes into the brains of mice so that they will actually have a human brain. The things that they're doing today are just totally in violation of God's plan for humanity. We have a book called The Aramont Gate, which is a fictionalized story of how they actually are cloning a human animal clones. They're actually doing this.
But those
today.
Hybrids, I mean, right. If you Google human animal hybrid, it's pigs, it's goats, it's horses, right. It's pigs. They're growing, quote, human embryos in cows. I mean, that was 10 years ago.
Sure. What we're doing, of course, is we're violating all the laws of nature, and of course, we're going to be creating new Frankenstein type beings.
But on top of that, the general public isn't going to get access to this, and they also harvest our baby's blood. Then, if they need it, they'll kidnap your kid for their organs. We know that's going on. That's why they want the blood samples at birth. The idiot doctors locally are compartmentalized and don't know. Did your friend say anything else about this facility? Okay, let's go to Warren in Michigan. Warren in Michigan, you're on the air. Then Jack, Elliot, Ollie, and Mark. Go ahead, Warren. You're on the air with Dr. Monteith.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sorry I'm not more prepared for your guest. I listen to the podcast. I'm a day behind, so it's very interesting stuff.
Go ahead and make
a
point.
Make a comment that I lost an aunt of mine to ovarian cancer. It's just amazing to me, you know, being woken up very recently that she was battling the cancer and then was obviously more heavily battling the treatment, and that's when her life was lost. So it's
well, I
me,
think
that's a lot of proof there.
I have to understand that many times the treatments do far more harm than good. Because the chemotherapy suppresses the immune system and can produce cancer itself. Radiation can suppress the immune system and create cancer itself. And, of course, there are natural treatments for a lot of these things. But people are going to have to get it outside the United States. You're not going to get it in this country because they want our people to die. They are using us as guinea pigs for so many things. The average American has no grasp of what's going on.
Well, doctor, take HPV. I know you can speak to that, but their own insert with the live cancer virus drug, it's a live virus, it says this actually gives you an increase in cancer, and it doesn't even protect you from the HPV, but they run out and take it.
Sure. And how foolish people are to be taking this so-called cancer cancer vaccine so that they can go out and be promiscuous. And, of course, we're just going to destroy the lives of literally millions of our young people by doing this.
We're going to talk behind the scenes for Prison Planet and InfoWars.com stream listeners. We're going to be right back for everybody else. We're going to talk to Warren, Elliot, Ollie, and Mark before Dr. Monteith leaves us. I'm Alex Jones.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer. And suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
For those behind the scenes, the information was so important. He was getting into how they add hormones to the tetanus shots to sterilize you women. Absolutely documented, been caught red-handed by medical research facilities all over the world. We're going to try to cram in a few final calls. Ollie in Canada. Ollie, you're on the air with Dr. Stan Monteith.
Yeah, hi. Now, Alex, I have a question first off for Doc. Doc,
yes.
Do you have a website where
radio.
You have, huh?
Radio
Liberty.com. RadioLiberty.com.
He's been saying it over and over again. RadioLiberty.com.
Sorry, maybe I...
No, we're not mad at you, sir. We're just under attack here. This is an emergency situation.
Right, right. Okay, another thing, Doc. I want to ask you, in the when you were in university or anything, in your textbooks, did they ever mention that the best way to beat cancer is to aid the immune system? Did they ever mention that?
No. We were taught, of course, you do surgery, you do chemotherapy, you do radiation. That's
burn it, cut it, yeah. Poison it. It's always to treat the final equation, never prevent or never use the body to heal anything. That's the school of medicine.
Doc, you know, I'm so surprised that you actually said that, because I have so many doctors in my own family. Like, I have my aunts, my uncles, they're all doctors, but they're not in the United States. They're elsewhere. And I've had enough of my relatives die from cancer, and one of them happened to be the first wife of my uncle.
All right, I got to jump. The show's over. Thank you, sir. I got to let you go. Dr. Monteith, I want to thank you for spending time with us. I want to have you back up for 2 hours in the near future. Thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, I always enjoy it. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care. We'll have him up for 2 hours in the near future. Great guy, RadioLiberty.com. It's all documented with him. All documented. Do you understand, women? That's why you can't have babies. You've been hit hard with sterilization compounds. Your daughters are out taking this HPV. It's hurting them bad. That you're under attack now, period. People say, oh, don't get so upset. We need to get upset. We need to shake out of it. Shake out of the days and realize. I mean, I looked at Eric Prince, the head of Blackwater. His 30-year-old wife died of cancer. I mean, just everybody's dying of this stuff. It's like the flu now. 1 in 33 used to die of it, now 1 in 3. They're saying 1 in 2. We're all going to die while these bastards soft kill us, while they're all living to be 103, probably staging their own death, these pieces of filth. I had a lot of key guests on today. Retransmission starts here in a few minutes. I hope you get Truth Rising. It won't be a big film without you. Truth Rising, my new film about 9/11 and how they're demonizing 9/11 truth and how we're countering them and all the celebrities we interview and all the globalists that are confronted. It is the must-see film, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And if you have the film, I want you to make copies of it. Another sponsor that makes the show possible is a great water filter system. That all you need is electricity, and it grabs gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons, even in the desert, of water out of the air every single day. It is a Ecola Blue. Website is ecoloblue.com. Big fat banner in the middle of Infowars.com. Ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, 1-866-585-4044. And atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself within 1 year if you buy from your water at the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, 5 filters in it. You do got to clean it out once a month. And limited water from humidity in the air, 1-866-585-4044. We got one in the office. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, natural pH, 866-585-4044. Like I said, this isn't a game. It's not a joke. I need everybody to spread the word about the internet streams at Infowars.com and the free podcast. The AM and FM stations were on the shortwave. We are the most important show out there because we tell it like it is, and we know what the key issues are. Okay, not repeating groups' names over and over again, but exposing what they're doing and warning people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide.
Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. It's ruthless.